hymns. So get on board. Long dick style.
Ding, the Ding Williams. Give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this shit time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset.
Check, check.
This is the man mindset.
All right, where is it at? All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. We got to do a quick show for y'all today. Oh, fuck. The number changed to 296. I'm sorry, guys. I want to give a shout out to the number changed to 296. I didn't even get to change it. It's not 286. I got to change it. The number changed to 296. Shout out to those guys yesterday. They broke the record yesterday. 296. All right. Got to make sure I put that down. I didn't get a chance to fix that. So I want to give y'all guys a shout-out. Guys, you want to call in. The lines are open. We are here. This is The Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Like we said before, this show is different than any other show that you listen to because we are breaking everything in-house. Everything we talk about is 100% us. We don't talk and use other people's talking points. Want to give y'all guys a shout-out. So we'll get through all the formalities and roll into the show. So shout-out to everybody in there. Shout-out to all my dogs in there, all the chat room dogs in there. Shout-out to you guys in there, all the ladies out there. How are you doing? You know who you are. What's up, ladies? Also, guys, if you get the opportunity, go ahead and hit the like button. Go ahead and like, subscribe. Hit the notification going if you have that. And from that point, ask all you guys out here if you have to. If you have a question, go ahead and get your notebooks out. If you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you have a texting problem, put a T in there, and we got you. So we are going to chop up today, all right? Women, we're going to talk about this secretly soft guy, and we're going to talk about why women are not really attracted to them. But it's not, but see, on the surface level, we can talk about and discuss why they're not attracted to you guys, like everybody always does. Everyone's always talking about the surface of a secretly soft male, but they never go deep enough to talk about and describe why that person is judged the way he's judged by a woman. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if y'all want to, y'all take notes. Ask questions. We got you covered. So what happens if you look at a woman or you think about women today, they're always looking for a certain kind of person that they think they think themselves can be what you call Mr. Right. All right. And because of that thought process, sometimes they don't even see game that's being ran on them because what it's funny that the woman doesn't see it because sometimes she's in her feelings, but the emotions can capture a fake guy. And I say this to all you guys out here, and this is why it's important, because this is not on the woman per se, but it is a reaction, or excuse me, an action to your reaction, gentlemen. What you say, what you do, how you move is always going to be under a microscope with the woman, and she's not going to necessarily tell you or let you know what's going on. She's not going to give you a playbook on her, excuse me. And unfortunately, so many of you young men out here are secretly soft, pretending to be something more than what you're not by wearing that mask, thinking that she cannot see right through you. She cannot see right through your words because your words don't have any meaning to her. It is the actions that you have of what you say, what you do, and how you move. All these things are under a microscope. Let me bring in the calls. Call, come in. Bring them in. Area code 316. Sir, how can we help you? What's up?
Hey, how are you doing, Steve?
Sir, how can I help you? Yes, sir. What's good with you, brother?
I've been going through a lot of night lately. It's been going on for the past couple months, and it's been going really bad to where I don't even feel comfortable getting out of the house. So I guess my...
Well, you've been going through what now, sir?
A lot of anxiety.
Anxiety over what, sir?
I don't know. I guess like being in this.
Well, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. Anxiety over what, sir?
Being in public areas. I get a lot of anxiety around other people.
Why is that? What are you feeling when you get around other people?
Well, very anxious. My body starts to shake a little bit.
Over what, though?
I guess.
Okay, you're breaking up.
I'm not sure.
Okay, you're breaking up. I wish I could hear you. You're breaking up. Well, you're coming in and out.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better now. How old are you?
20.
Okay, 20 years old. And what is your question? How to get over the anxiety, or what is your question?
Yeah, how to get over the anxiety. Like, what's your advice on getting over anxiety?
Well, see, here's the problem. I can give you advice, but it's not going to stick because you're not actually one with yourself right now. You're being led by a thought process, and you're allowing that thought process to take over your life. See, you don't feel anxiety. Your mind makes you feel anxiety. You don't come into this world worrying about other people. You don't come in this world worrying about judgment and things like that. What happens is you open a door to these things, and this thing then controls you. You say that you can't walk outside in front of people, right? But you do it anyway, don't you?
Right, exactly.
So do you really have anxiety, or is that just a thought a thought that's attached to one of your feelings that makes you feel something?
And that thought that's holding me back.
Well, okay, so now we're getting somewhere. So if it is a thought, then the thought can be override. You can override the thought. Okay, I always give examples by turning pages, lifting up pens, or turning on light switches, whichever one you want to do, I can show you easily. Is there a pen in front of you or something in front of you?
Yeah, I got a light switch.
Okay, go to your light switch. Tell yourself that you can't turn off the – tell yourself – I guess the light is on, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, then – Tell yourself you can't turn on, you can't turn off the light switch and turn that shit off. And then, then when I tell you to turn on the light switch, say I can't do it. I can't turn on the light switch, and then turn it on. All right, ready? All right, turn the light switch off.
Okay.
No, say it. I want to hear you say it. Start over again. Turn that shit back on. Start over from the top. I want you to say it out loud. I cannot do it. And then do it.
Okay.
All right? Ready? Turn off the light switch.
Okay.
Turn off the light switch.
I can't turn off the light switch.
All right, then turn it on.
Turn it on.
Okay, but you did turn it on, right?
Yes.
See, and that kind of goes into the show. The power, see what's happening. We'll get more into to what's happening, but what's going on is that you're allowing the mind or the thought to control you. But the beautiful thing about the mind and the thought is that you should allow it to roam free because you cannot change that. That's what we call theater number one. But no one said you have to believe that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you go outside and as soon as you tell yourself you can't do it, prove yourself wrong. Do that shit. Fuck you. They're not you, but say that to that voice in your head. Because all you're being controlled by is just a thought. But you think that thought is actually reality. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying, young man. So what I'm saying is attack it by doing the behavior. Don't believe the story it tells you that you can't do it. Because you then when you don't do it, it's that you choose not to do it versus you doing it. Let me ask you a quick question before I go. Do you ever feel that way when you grab a remote control? Do you ever feel anxiety when you grab a remote control?
I mean, it's pretty normal.
No, do you feel anxiety? Do you feel the same thing you feel when you go outside your door? Do you ever feel that when you grab a remote control?
No.
Do you feel that way when you grab your car keys?
No.
Do you feel that way when you brush your teeth or turn on the shower water? Do you ever feel that anxiety?
Nope.
Why do you think that is?
Because I'm not worried about anything.
No, because those things are at your core. Those are things that you trust and you can do easily without judgment. The only way you're going to get over this hump is by facing what you fear the most and realizing it's actually not a fear. It's just your mind fucking with you. But I cannot give you an answer to a behavior that you must do. Because what the problem is, people give you answers, and the answers are just surface level, and it's not getting anywhere. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And I'm going to talk more about that, but I'll throw you back in. But do you have any other questions before I throw you back in, sir?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
I respect you, man, and good luck to you. As I'm saying to y'all guys out here, even with this young man right here, it's the same thing that, and this is what we're going to be talking about, the secret soft, the secret hiding the side of you that's actually soft. But just like this young man that called in, this is the problem most of you guys have because you actually believe that you have that you don't believe in yourself. Okay? And there is always this harsh, mean, cruel, disrespectful voice in your head that constantly tells you how fucked up you are, constantly tells you you're always making mistakes, constantly tells you you're a fucking failure and you're just inadequate and you just can't do shit. And it says it so much that you begin to believe it to a point where you begin to not only question yourself, but also doubt yourself. and it's consistently beating you down over and over and over again to a point where what you're saying, what you're doing, and how you're moving is not soft to the woman. See, a man cannot be soft to a woman, which you guys are being soft to yourself. See, softness is not communicated to the woman first. It's communicated to yourself first. And this is the thing that people don't want you to hear. They always want to give you an antidote or something that you're trying to fight, something that you cannot defeat. You cannot defeat theater number one. I'm letting you know now, you cannot defeat that theater because you built it. And not only did you build it, you built that as your foundation. And that's why you cannot move from it. Sure, you can put a rug over it. Sure, you're going to put a towel over it or whatever, but it's still there. And it still controls you because it bothers you or gets at you when you're failing at something. It gets at you, gentlemen, making you feel that you're not good enough. It gets at you to feel that you cannot amount to anything. And it forces you to begin to talk to yourself in a disrespectful manner, saying things that I'm just not good enough. I'm lucky to get her. What do I have to do to beg for her? And how do I have to move to get her to like me? Because this infectious disease that you have carries over to make you think that everybody's watching you. Everybody's looking at you, but it's also making you think that, you know what? I got to please everybody. Everybody's judging me. And if I don't please everybody, then I'm not a good person. I'm not a good person. Do you see what I'm saying? Let me answer this question real quick right here. The question he's asking, let me pull this question up as we continue. The question is, would theater number one be, which accumulate over the years? Yes, it is. Yes, yes, yes. It's amazing how it takes over. Ooh, sorry guys. It's amazing how it takes over. It's beautiful. I know it sounds fucked up, but it's a beautiful thing that happens. Even though it's a fucked up thing, it's beautiful how it happens. It's so beautiful. Let me explain the beauty of what I'm talking about. There's nothing more beautiful than your creation. And there's nothing more beautiful than when you were one with yourself, when you didn't give a fuck about anybody, and when you knew that you had to get to the egg and nobody was going to stop you. You were on top of the world. And as you were young, not only were you on top of the world, you believed in yourself. You didn't actually know that you could believe in yourself, but you held, he was dormant and he was sleeping. Until one day, something happened that caused a shift. And why I say it was beautiful, because it was at this moment you started to build something for the first time. Even if it's bad, it was still beautiful because you started to create something. But what happened was you stopped believing in yourself. Thank you, 43 likes. You stopped believing in yourself. And you allowed the world to say, this is what I want you to be. I don't want you to get mad at what I'm about to tell you about. But you are a sponge taking in information as a youngster. But the problem is all the information that you were taking in was information, okay? all this information, okay, that you were taking in was information that was doing more harm to you than good, because your parents, the church, the media, your friends, your life, everybody was pulling and tugging on you every which way possible, and you just didn't know how to adapt or move to it, so it overwhelmed you. Or maybe it was that time you first saw that girl for the first moment, and something clicked inside of you, you're like, wow, you know, she's cute, and I want to talk to her, okay? And something happened, and I don't know your story. But what I'm saying is that you started to create, you had a core, and you still have one. Because even though you were shy in school, even though you were nervous going to school, even though you might have been an outcast in school, here's the funny thing about you guys in here. All you guys that listen to this, it's the most amazing thing. Even though you might have been a nerd, a geek, a loser, and a bad clique, people picked on you, bugged you, bullied you, whatever happened to you, you still took the time to learn your alphabet. You still took the time to learn your numbers. Even though the world around you had maybe knocking your ass down, and maybe there were things happening at your home, maybe things was happening around your life, you still focused on, I have to learn my numbers, I have to learn my alphabet. And as you learn this, even in bad times, because even when you were in school, when summer turned to fall and fall turned to winter, winter to spring, spring back to summer, you still had to learn you through your numbers, through your alphabet, because that was your core, that was your foundation. Even though you were shy, even though you were nervous, even though whatever was going on in your life, you were still working on your core. But let me tell you, something happened that made you give up on working on you. You see, most of us don't understand how deep game is, especially as I say, do, and move, because you're under a microscope. And the woman is always watching every move that you make and everything that you do. Every move, every thought, even of a thought of a move, is going to be heavily criticized and weighed by the woman. But the softness is not coming from her judging you. The softness is coming from you judging yourself. I always tell you guys that I'm trying to get you to a place that nobody's even telling you about. And that's your core. I'm trying to get you to see that as the only one of your kind, you are an alien on this rock. You are not like me. We might have the same makeup as a man, you know what I mean? But we do not think alike, and nor should we. But when the world wants you to think as it thinks, then what you're doing is you're going away from yourself, okay? You're going away from yourself. And as you go away from yourself, what happens is you begin to wake something up inside of you that comes to you like, okay, for you church aficionados, it might be the Antichrist. It could be a snake oil salesman. He's everything, but he's nothing at all, because he knows how to win your trust. How does he win your trust? By answering questions that you ask yourself. And let me give you an example. Now, this happened a long time ago. How many times have you asked yourself, where's my phone? Where are my keys? Where's my remote control? Where did I leave that piece of paper? Where did I leave that book? Where did I leave this? Whatever you ask yourself, isn't it odd that he had the answer? Because he came to you in open arms saying, you know what? I got your back. You lost your keys. Well, let's go back and let's take a step back. Remember, I tell you. Remember. Okay, we got home around 10:30. All right, you stumble in this motherfucker, but we had to go piss. And I remember you took your jeans off in the damn bathroom, and then you pissed, and then you went to lay down. Hey, why don't you check in the bathroom? And you go check in the bathroom. Oh, shit, damn. Yeah, there my jeans. Ah, whoa. And that is the first connection you had with him. Then whenever you lost something, what would you do? You would go back and you would say, where's my remote control? And you remember, okay, let's go back. Okay, you remember you had it in your hand, then you went in the kitchen and you sat it on the wait, it's on the counter, yes. So it was at that point that you begin to trust him. But he is not your friend. He wants you to feel in that you are in control of 99% of your life. But it's 99% of what you do. He can't let you take that 1% that is the most important, the percent of who you are. He can't give that to you. Because giving that to you means he's got to work for you. He ain't fucking working for you. Oh, fuck no. He ain't going to be a slave to your fucking ass. Hey, 99% of your life, just try it. If you don't believe it, think about it. How many times have you asked yourself, what do I want to drink? And he's like, damn. Oh, man. You know what? There's water in the refrigerator. You got some almond milk. Well, I call it almond juice because it's really not an almond cow. But you got some almond milk in there. You know what? Why don't we go to Starbucks? Or why don't we go get a beer? How many times has he helped you out? So many times, even in rush hour traffic. Damn, I need to get to work fast. Shit, okay, don't go down this road. Why don't you go two left and go that way? And we did it. And all you've been doing is trusting that voice. 99%, again, 99% of this, he is on your fucking side. But when it comes, remember who you are is the most important. That's the 1%. That's why you have 1%ers or 0.5%ers, because they stand on something that the average person doesn't. Everybody's standing on what they do, where the media forces you or thrives and says, okay, who you are is based on what you wear, and who you are is what you follow, and who you are is what you say and what you do, where there's nothing but cults that are all around you. You see what I'm saying? It's all around you and stuff. He'll let that happen. But the one thing he's not going to let happen is you learn yourself. You're not allowed to learn yourself. You are allowed to learn yourself by his terms and his rules. He will allow you the freedom to move around as you have that freedom, but he doesn't want you to win. Nobody wants you to win. Not even your parents wanted you to win. Your parents didn't want you to win. Church doesn't want you to win. The market. Nobody wants you to win. Because everybody wants something fucking from you. And you don't even realize that you're actually the mark of the world where, okay, how many of you guys have parents that still use their love, then all the shit that they've done for you, and dangle their love right in your fucking face? You might be a black man that want to date an Asian woman. You might be a Chinese guy that, or a Spanish guy that wants to date a fucking Irish woman. I don't fucking know. But your parents are like, nah, because of the law, you know, because of our language, because of our religion, you can't do that. And if you do that, you're going to be shunned from the family and I won't love you anymore. And because your unconditional love for your parents is so great, you feel that you're obligated, and he knows you feel that you're obligated, because what does he do? He tells you, you don't want to be alone. I mean, yeah, how would you? You don't want to be shunned from the world, so give in. Trust me, I got your back. And it's the same person that says to all of you guys out there that, why should I give you control of yourself when you had the control and yet you lost control? Why would I give you 100% of yourself? You're not going to destroy me. Fuck that. I've got to take the wheel. I'll give you free reign in the prison yard to do anything as far as you want to do. I'm not going to knock that shit, but motherfucker, you're never going to reach your core. God damn it. You will never, ever reach your core, okay? Because what it's doing is it's making you feel or make you experience difficult mistakes, feeling bad and stuff, and really thinking that it's actually, it will not let you outside the gates, okay? It will not let you outside those things. And what happens is amazing how cults kind of, it's like it knows, it's willing to sacrifice 1% of you and be in control of you. He can give up the 99. He will sacrifice that 1% by fucking you over and making you soft, secretly soft. See, he's building you up right now to fuck you over. He doesn't want you to be a man. Why the fuck would he want you to be a man? Why would he want to give away the most precious thing that you have? That, remember, you gave to him. You said, hey, here you go. You got this. Because I can't control it, you got it. You take it and you control us. And you don't even realize that you're doing this. Because all he's saying is, okay, well, I got to make sure that you don't realize that you have the power to actually think for yourself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to remind you of your limitations. I'm going to remind you how short you are, how poor you are, how broke you are. I'm going to remind you of all your inadequacies. Look at the marks on your face. Oh, my God, look at you. You got a broken leg or your leg's cut off. Who's going to want you? Who's going to want to be with you? Why would she want to be with you and all this other stuff? But on the other hand, he smooths things over. And are you hungry now? And we had Chinese the other day. Why don't we get some Italian? Yeah, that's a good idea. I got you in trouble. Let's have a good time. Let's be fun and let's have a good time. It's you and me versus the world. And don't worry about it. Hey, you didn't have to talk to that girl. She didn't even like you. You waste your time with her. Or you'll do the exact opposite. Listen, right now you got a girl, so listen. Okay, give her your spine, give her your balls, and tippy toe around, and you're gonna get her. I promise you're gonna get her. You just gotta listen to me. I got you. Who's got your back more than I do? You see what I'm saying? I got you, and I got your back, and I got you covered. All right. But you guys don't understand how this thing works. See, and this is why game is so important, okay? This is why game is so important, because I say to you, fuck what I say. Don't believe me. Fuck what I say. It's not about me. It will never be about me. It's about the communication that you have to yourself, because they're looking at you. Now, please understand, this is not just happening to you. It's also happening to women. But what gives the woman the more control over you is because they should be emotional. You shouldn't be. The fact that you are emotional gives them the advantage, because if they're the masters of emotion and you bring emotion in, then they are over you, because that's what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be emotional. Okay? But see, I'm not here to tell you or motivate you to tell you that, you know, you have power over this person. No, fuck no. I'm not going to tell you that shit. I'm not going to tell you, because my words should not have any type of motivation to you. My words shouldn't. And that's why I tell you this is not a cult, because see, what cults do is that they lure you in just like your mind. See, as I said before, I want y'all to think for a second and think about you guys, about how you feel when things happen. Think about the trick. Now, I want you to just think of, don't believe me. Just think about the trick for a second. When you want to talk to that girl, you see her online, you see her in the store, you see her walking down the street. Think about that feeling you get, that wave of limitation, the wave of I'm not good enough, the wave of you can't do it, you can't handle her, she's too pretty, you're too short, you're too ugly. Think about that feeling you get. Only you know that feeling. So this is how deep this game is because, see, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to tell you something that you don't know. I'm just saying think about it. I'm not saying agree. You don't, this is not about agreeing. I just want to give you a light bulb moment to show you how trifling and conniving this motherfucker is. Think about what you feel when you want to talk to a woman. Think about how you feel when you see her walk by and you want to say something. Think how you feel when you see her online and you want to say something to her. And I don't want you guys to tell me how you feel. I just want you to do it for yourself. This is a personal thing. Think for yourself of how it feels when you think that way. But here's the light bulb moment. Why don't you ever feel that way when they start to tell you about pills and plates and red pill, hypergamy, high value man, all this stuff? Why don't you ever feel the feeling you have when you're around a woman, but you feel the opposite, where this is a rush of adrenaline and it's a rush of, yes, this is great. This is awesome. Oh, my God. Now, remember, there's two types of feeling. I want you to say, don't believe me. I'm just saying, I want y'all to think for a second. Just saying for y'all guys, I just want you to think. You know how it feels when you get around a woman that you get nervous about. That's when his voice is really loud. That's when he's telling you you're not good. That's when he's telling you got to do this and all this other stuff, okay? But when you listen to a motherfucker talk about hypergamy and high value and all that stupid shit that they conjure up, here's the million-dollar question. Why don't you feel the same? Why don't you feel the same? Matter of fact, why do you feel the opposite? Why do you feel already connected? You feel safe. You feel like nothing's wrong here. It's perfect. But when you get around a woman, you start to feel nervous. You squirm a little bit. You see what I'm saying? But see, you don't understand. I'm going to break this down, but I'm going to show you something. Because this is the softness coming in. See, your mind doesn't want you to actually, okay, think about with how many layers we're looking at here. The media advertisers have got to sell diamonds, jewelries, flowers, dinners, trinkets. You know, every kiss begins with K and all that other shit. They can't sell that to a free thinker. Wait a second. They can't sell that shit to a free thinker. That's a waste of time. We can't sell diamonds to this motherfucker because he thinks. It's like a slave. It's like, and I'm not knocking slave. I'm just saying that it's like a slave that knows how to read, write, think, and he's always trying to escape the plantation where everybody else is like, no, man, it's safe right here. I don't want to leave out there. It's the same thing because he makes you a slave to your own self by self-sabotaging you by, ladies and gentlemen, by trying to become somebody else. Everybody wants you to be somebody else, and nobody wants you to be you, because being you means that you can think. Being you means you operate on how you are to yourself. But see, what happens is that what you do, okay, is that you treat your mind like a baby. You treat it like it's innocent and it's pure and it's got your back and it loves you and it's got you covered and all this other stuff. But that motherfucker doesn't care about you. Doesn't give a fuck about you. Doesn't give a fuck about me. It does not. and it will try to do everything it can to hold on to the power. See, the power isn't in the 99%. I have my marker. All right, let me go to my – wait, look at right, – watch this. You know I got to go to the thing. This is where it's controlled. All right. Hold on. Let me do it. Let me just show you. It's simple. Wait a second. This is what he's got. All right. He will give you – that's a 1%. All right. Here we go. The power is in the I am. That is the foundation. That's the core. That's everything. It doesn't want the I do. I mean, the I do is all around you. It doesn't give a fuck about the I do's because the I do has no meaning. There's no weight in the I do, but there is weight in the I am. And that is something he doesn't want to give up. So what he does is he sabotages you. Now, as I told you guys before, you don't understand how women operate because a lot of women don't even realize how they even operate because it's the same thing. See, they are really driven by their emotions, and see, their emotions is at their core, but their emotions are smart enough to have a gap between the core and the feeling of this thing that tries to make them think that what they're actually feeling is a fucking emotion, but it's not an emotion, it's a feeling. I mean, we went over that already. So what I'm saying is, but everything kind of works together hand in hand. The media and advertisers are going to dangle feelings, especially to the man, how you feel. Already make her feel. Make her feel special by giving her flowers, making her feel special. And remember, as I told all you guys before, this goes back to, you know, I don't have my, wait, I got him right here. Don't judge me. I got to pull him out for 1 second. It goes back to my little Mickey Mouse. Don't, you know, fuck y'all. This is my little Mickey Mouse. But it also goes back to that because most of you guys out here have limited belief in unhelpful thoughts. And women are genetically in their DNA. There is something in that emotion that cannot help but to give into a man and really thrust and push out a male. A male is kind of like a splinter. You know, sometimes you get a splinter, your body has a way of pushing that motherfucker out. If you can't get it out, your body has a way of pushing it out. You cut yourself. Your body has a way of healing itself. Well, that's what happens when you guys pretend to be men, but you're actually soft, or you actually think women are stupid and ignorant and shit. You see what I'm saying? Where you can just walk all over them and do it that way. I think it was a question. I'm sorry if I missed a question. I think I saw a question. Hold on a second. Guys, you got a question? Go ahead and ask. Oh, let me see. Let me get to this question. I'm sorry. Let me say sure it is a question. This is a fucking statement. There's no killing him, but your choices have to come from your core self to keep control. Well, here's the thing, CT. You're right, but how can you control something you don't even know about? You don't believe... See, the belief is not saying, see, everybody thinks that they can just write something like, what is it, affirmations, I think it's something like that. So they think that they can just write something on a wall and put it on there and read it. I'm special. I'm beautiful. I'm special. Now, remember, I'm not talking about you women over there because that shit don't even fucking work. But I'm talking about you motherfucking guys that do that shit. I'm talking about you motherfucking guys doing that shit. Telling yourself you're something. It's like talking to a piece of fucking grass and expect that grass to listen to what the fuck you say. And what you don't understand is he's laughing. See, you're the joke because you're actually not even doing what you're supposed to be doing to get what you actually want. You're not even doing that because all you're actually doing is you are daydreaming and fantasizing. That means you have a thought in your fucking head that your behaviors are not lined up, and that's a daydream and a fantasy, and that's why it doesn't work. That's why I'm the only one. There's no other YouTubers telling you. Remember I told you, we're past the halfway mark of this year, and you have wasted 6 fucking months and 10 goddamn days and you're still the same motherfucking person, but yet you can't understand why you have not changed and why you're not that motherfucking man that she needs, not once. Why are you not the person who cannot water that seed that's in her subconscious where she will want to be with you, not because you want to fuck her, to be with you because you are above the average individual? Because remember, guys, I'm not here to knock you guys for wanting to fuck. I gotta keep saying that because I don't want to keep knocking off of this, but you're not going to get anywhere trying to just fuck. I'm sorry. Y'all keep trying. I mean, y'all can keep attacking. What else? Do I have it right? Do I have the clip? Let me see what y'all motherfuckers do. Where is it at? Do I have the clip showing y'all what y'all? Hey, yeah. Y'all can do this all day y'all want. Y'all can keep attacking that fucking fortress with your fucking feelings as much as you want. Thank you, 79 likes. But as much as you want. But what you don't understand is the mind is fucking you over. It's kind of like a weird connection, how her mind is transferring emotions into your ass and you and your fucking feelings when you're trying to attack a place you'll never get in. You will never get in the doors between her legs when she knows that you are actually soft and you're not a man. But your softness does not come from, okay? Your softness does not come from the fact of her seeing you soft. That's not where softness comes from. The softness comes from how you think of yourself. You're the one that created this environment. See, most of us want to say that it's the woman that creates the nice guy. How can she create someone when she's minding her own fucking business? How can she create someone when she's the one walking down the curb? She's the one grocery shopping. She's the one doing her thing. How can she create that in you? But you create it in yourself because you're not there's no action to the thought. Let me get this question. A girl I was supposed to see told me she was on her period. I told her that was an excuse. Is that cool? Tyson Lane, you have fucking failed. Tyson Lane, you want me to tell you how your girl would fuck me? And how I could use you to get your girl's pussy? Well, your mind is fucking you over right now. And you don't even see how your mind's fucking you over. Your mind is judging her. Your mind is mad. You're in your fucking feelings. And you're in the feminine right now. And the reason I would get the pussy from your girl, because it's moments like this that men thrive in the best, where you surface dwellers, you fucking selfish fucking surface dwellers, get in your panties. See, this is where the sex actually happens right here. This is the moment right here. This is why you failed. This is the moment right here. Because this is the moment to actually see what the fuck you actually are. And this is the moment where I shine. Because let a woman tell me she's on her period. Let her tell me she's cramping. Let her tell me she's not feeling good. Do you actually think a motherfucker with game is going to say, well, shit, fuck you, girl. Man, you bullshit. Fucking. No. You sit back and you let her know, is there anything I can do? Do you need a back rub, a foot massage? Is there anything I do? Just let me know. You see, my friend, it's the little things that show her that this is why I should fuck him versus the selfish motherfucker that's getting. Why are you going to shame? How the fuck can you shame a woman? Listen to me. No, listen. How can you shame her for having a You know, once a fucking month, these women are going to have a period. That's what we learned in the fifth grade. We learned that in the fifth grade. So if she has that and you have the fucking nerve to tell her it's an excuse, I hope she throws your fucking number away. I hope she. No. Wait. Listen to me. T-Lane, listen to me. I don't need you to get in your feelings. I'm just telling you a truth. I'm only reading what the fuck you said. Now, I want everybody reading this. Everybody reading this, did this weak bitch-ass motherfucker say this? He's the one that said I told her that was an excuse. So what the fuck you mean I got you twisted? I ain't got you anything, motherfucker. I'm only reading your bitch-ass statement. You and your fucking feminine right now. You got the nerve to tell a woman that's an excuse, man? I hope she don't even... God damn, man. What is right? And you know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy? Is this what women got to do? This is why, guys, this is why we fuck them all. Because they got to deal with bitch-ass motherfuckers like this. A bitch motherfucker that told a fucking woman when she's having a menstrual cycle that it was a fucking excuse versus say, all right, it's cool, no problem. Let me know if you need anything. Man, if I'm going to come over there and give you, you got your hot pad. Let me go over there and let me check on you and see what you say. Because, see, real quick, T-Lane, just like your ignorant ass, sir, I had another guy that was just as fucking ignorant as your ass. The only difference was he listened to me. Got some head out of it, of course. But what happened was, see, this is where you weak motherfuckers go wrong. This shows how thirsty, fucking selfish, and weak you are to fucking, dude, look, to shame a woman, and that you don't even see it. I'm explaining it to you. You're shaming her for being on her period, you weak motherfucker. Are y'all serious? And he thinks I'm the one that's wrong. It's amazing. It is amazing. And I should have told the ladies unplug. I'm sorry. Ladies, please unplug. I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm going to move on from this. Because, no, that ain't cool. You know what would have been cool? Is you would have just, look. It's moments like here where she makes the decision. When it's 10:30, 11:30 at night and she wants somebody to play with her pussy, she wants to fuck somebody, this is the moment right here where she will call me over you. Because all you want to do is treat her like a fucking whore and you want to dog her out and you want to make her feel like dirt under your shoe. Guess what I'm doing? I'm not doing that shit. I accept that you're, know what, you're cramping. That's cool. You're on your period. That's cool. I'm fine with that shit. I'm not mad at you, and I don't want you to feel, because again, a lot of women, that's part of the insecurity. Because so many women, because guys, I'm trying to show you, are shamed. Except before I bring you in 1 second. So many women are shamed for letting you guys know that they're in a cycle because of weak bitch ass shit like this. Just getting mad. You got, how the fuck do you, man, let me get to this caller, man. I can't believe this shit. 704, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yo, this is T-Lane, buddy. So let me break this down for you. I wasn't mad. I wasn't telling her, like, she's making an excuse like that. I was saying...
Wait, Mr. Lane. Like, Mr. Lane, yeah, wait before you say... I'm only reading what the fuck you said. You said that was an excuse. Did you not say that? Did you not say that, yes or
I
no?
Did,
don't.
Okay, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to give you context, though.
Well, you don't have to give me content, because if you tell her that was an excuse, you already fucked up and failed. You can tell me any story you want to tell me. This is the end result. Because only weak people talk like this, dog. It's an excuse. So you were in your feelings? So you were
no,
so mad?
Bro. Hey, I told her I still wanted to link with her, but I was just saying, like, that's not a strong enough excuse to not see me. You feel me? If she is feeling under,
okay, do you know what it's like for a woman to cramp, have periods and things like that? Some women have what they call heavy periods, where they feeling really down. They feeling really fucked up. Not every woman is going to be the same. And the reason I know that is I've been fucking a lot of women to understand what I'm educating you on. So the fact that she doesn't want to see you, why are you in your feelings? Why do you want to see her so bad? Why are you so desperate to see her so bad, sir?
Listen, I don't want to see her so bad. That's where you got me wrong, bro. I'm like, it's all up in the air, bro. I've been watching your stuff.
No, but wait, come on. Sir, wait, hold on, please, listen. You just said that you said it was an excuse for not to see you. That's a bullshit reason. Listen, I'm not reading your mind. I'm just taking what you're saying and breaking that shit down. And you're just losing this fucking battle right here. Is every time I break you down, you try to come up with another excuse to cover up the excuse I just blew you up on. So I'm here. Let's back this up. She said she on your period. You felt it was an excuse. Why didn't you just go on and move on then? Why is this a big deal? Because you're asking me, is that cool? You're asking me the question. I didn't ask you to ask me that shit. And I'm telling you, the fact that you said it was an excuse was a bitch-ass move, and you get mad at me, you asked me the question. Did you not ask me the question?
I put the ball in her court, bro. I told her if she wants to get together, we could, then so be it, bro. Like, I wasn't mad. Like, I'm chilling, bro.
Okay, again.
But I understand where you're coming from, bro.
I told her that was an excuse. So everything you said is null and void. You're telling her that's an excuse because you said she should be able to see you even if she's on her period. Am I correct?
Bro, you just... I didn't give it the context of it, bro.
Okay, be a fucking... See, this is what's wrong with you weak surface-dwelling motherfuckers. You act...
Hey, I ain't weak, anyway...
Well, then, if you ain't so fucking weak, why are you asking me this bitch-ass question? And I'm keeping it a buck with you. Because if you weren't weak, you wouldn't be asking me this weak-ass question. Because this question is fucking weak as fuck. So don't act like you more than what you're not, brother. Because I'm going to call you out on that shit. Because a real motherfucker ain't going to ask no silly-ass question like this. Is it cool? Matter of fact, let's stop right there. How old are you?
34.
How old are you?
24.
You're 24 years old.
Yeah.
So she tells you she's on her period. Can you turn me off and turn me down in the back, please? All right, you do it. All right. She says she's on her period. Why did you tell her that was an excuse?
Bro, that was later down the road after we was talking.
I don't give a fuck. You told her that shit, man. I'm not pulling out this shit out of the air. You act like I'm making this shit up. I am asking you a simple question, man. Can you just answer the question? All right,
so
why did you tell her it was an excuse?
Listen, when she first said that, she was talking about I didn't need that version of her, and I was like, I can handle all versions of you. You feel me? Then later down the road, she had another issue, right? She had another issue not to come. So I told her that it was like she, it seemed like she was making excuses not to come. So I
come and
I
do
said
what?
I wanted
come
to
and
see
do
her.
What? Wait, come, Tom, come and do what? Come and do what?
Come to my house and then we'll pregame and then later go out. Like I wasn't trying to fuck her, bro.
Wait, I ain't asked you. Did I say anything about you fucking her? See, you automatic. Don't assume shit. I didn't say. I'm just asking you a question. How long have you known this woman for?
About 2 weeks.
You've known her for 2 weeks. So you wanted to come to your house. She doesn't know shit about you, but you wanted to come to your house? And I didn't say for sex. You wanted to come over your house?
Yeah.
In the real world, what woman is going to go over a stranger's house after 2 weeks?
Shit, plenty. Shouldn't you know, though? Shouldn't you know?
Excuse me? Shouldn't I know
I
what?
Said, shouldn't you know? There's plenty of women
well,
that would do that.
Well, yeah, but the difference between you and I is that I don't beg a bitch to come over. They want to come over.
Oh,
you're
I don't beg either, buddy.
Oh, wait a second.
I don't beg either.
Wait a second. Says the guy that asked her to come over, then when he didn't get his fucking way, he's going to tell her he's making excuses? So you're not begging?
Hey, listen, I respect your show, bro. I've been watching you, bro.
Okay.
You got game, but...
Look, caller. Listen. Do you want the truth or you just want to lie? What do you want? Because I'm trying to educate your ignorant ass right now with game. But apparently you're in your fucking feelings and you don't want to listen to shit because I'm trying to show you where you're fucking up.
All right, show me, bro.
Now, let's start this from scratch. Can you please turn down the back, please? Please turn it up. Come on, please.
All right. I had you on speaker, bro.
Take me off a fucking speaker, please. God damn, please.
Right.
You asked her to come over. She says I'm on her. Now wait. How many times did you ask her to come over before you told her she was making an excuse?
Like, as in what? What you mean by that?
as in come over to my place. Okay. This is not, I'm saying,
times, but...
okay, all right, wait. How many times did you ask her to come over?
About 3 times over the past week.
Okay. So, all right. Now, do you want to see why you lost? Do you want to see where you think you lost at?
Even asking her that many times, but it was just like...
It was too many. 3 is way too many fucking... Why are you begging? It's, listen, you think you asking her 3 times over is you asking, but it sounds like you're desperately begging her to come over because you're doing it 3 times. Why are you trying to get her over your house so bad that you got to do it 3 times, sir?
No, I was just asking her to come out, like, let's go out. It wasn't even...
Come out and say go out. You asked her to come over. Okay, listen. Listen, if you want me to slow it down, I can. Because do you have an attention deficit disorder or anything like that? Do you have ADD? Do you ever ride a small bus or you have an extra height in your fucking shoe? Is there something wrong with you?
Nah,
you just got
my respect. No. You just got my...
Right, so I'm just asking you a simple question. But I'm asking you a simple question. I asked you how many times you asked her over your house, and you said 3 times. I didn't ask you to go out anywhere. You asking her back to your place. That's all I'm asking. Don't push that shit to, I wanted to go out. I'm at the point of, why are you asking her and begging her? Like you ain't got, like you thirsty.
Well, nah, it wasn't even like that. Like, things came up on her side. And we just couldn't meet up. It's more context, bro. Like, I understand people wouldn't understand if they don't have the context.
No,
you don't, bro. Because you think I'm a surface dweller, bro.
Why did you ask her 3 times? Dog, why did you ask her 3 times? And those 3 times, she said no,
like,
right?
It was making plans. No, I didn't ask her. Okay. Scratch that. It was making plans, bro.
Okay. But those plans were to come to your house first, right? Right?
Nah, just going out in general.
Oh,
I can go to hers.
All right, okay. All right, caller. I asked you how many times did you ask her come to your place? You said 3 times, sir. You said 3 times.
Bro, I just threw that out there probably 2 times.
Oh, my God.
All right,
you hang up on
it.
Wait, listen, you're wasting. Listen, this is why you lose, dog. You can't even stand on your fucking word, dog. You're just making shit up. You can't even answer. You're a grown goddamn... Wait, you're a grown goddamn man, and you know I busted your motherfucking ass. Oh, now all of a sudden, you didn't ask her 3 times over to your place? Now because I busted you for that weird-ass shit, you want to act like you didn't do it now?
Hey, I fuck with you, bro. You cool
man,
guy.
Hang up on me. Don't fuck with me. Please, get the fuck off. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Please, go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. Ladies, ladies, just real quick. Ladies, give me 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds. Ladies, 30 fucking seconds. 30 seconds, ladies. Guys, I fucking hate defending fucking women. I hate that shit. I hate defending fucking women. But goddamn it, you gave me no fucking... This dweller ain't give me no fucking choice, this weak-ass motherfucker. He forced me to fucking defend women. He asked her 3 times over. He's desperate. He's needy. He's creepy. And then on top of that, he's telling her he's getting mad at her. Why the fuck is a woman going to go over your weird-ass house, you weak motherfucker? Please don't listen to me no more. Please don't listen to me no more. Please, for God's sake, I can't help you. Get your ass to that red pill side because I can't help you. Please, ladies, y'all come back in. Fuck that, man. This is what I'm talking about. Because this is his soft fucking side. He's in his fucking emotional ass feelings talking about, well, I ain't a surface dweller, but you gonna ask a fucking woman over your house 3 times? No. See, it wasn't 3 times, man. It's really like 1.5, man. I'm just saying 3 because, you know, I wanted to take her out. But, you know, the real truth is I was trying to get back to my place so I get the chloroform and drop the pill in there so I can get some sidebar ass from her and shit. That's how that goof-ass motherfucker sound, man. Goof-ass one. Please take your ass somewhere else. This ain't for you. This is for men. This is for men. Jesus Christ. And I'm not, guys, guys, I'm for you guys. But God damn it, do y'all see what women deal with? Do y'all see what women deal with time and time again? This is why they don't want to go over your house. Because of weak motherfuckers like that. God damn, let me get back to my thing. Let me get to 618. 618, how can I help you, sir? What's up, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
Yes, sir, how can I help you?
All right, man. I got really a report, man. So I tried the little lotion thing that you said. I heated it up for 6 seconds in the microwave, did it all in a bowl, gave the girl a complete back massage, leg massage, whole body massage. Mm-hmm. Man, 2-3 weeks later, she's still talking about it, man. She's talking about, oh, man, you got to do that again for me. And you know, it was a wonderful night, man. Your game works, bro. That's all I gotta say, man.
Wait, hold on. Let me disagree with you. It's not my game. You did it. It's not me. I can't take credit for what you did. You know what I mean? I can't take the credit because you got to make the choice to do it. You see what I'm saying? So I appreciate what you're saying, but this is not me. Again, if this was a cult, I would be like, I'm the almighty one. You're right. But no, this ain't a cult, man. This is me giving you information and you choosing to use it. You know what I mean? But I'm glad that she's doing that, okay? But now what I would say if she's asking for it now, tell her I got something better than a full body massage. Why don't you call me about 10:30, 11:30 tonight, and I can tell you how I want you to touch yourself while I'm in your ear, making you play with yourself.
I like it, man. That's a great idea, bro. I'm going to use that one.
All right, do it, dog. Yeah, but I appreciate it, but no, this ain't me. I'm just, you take it and make it your own. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what the game's about. You take it and make it your own. And that's what a student
does.
Thanks,
my man.
Okay?
Hey, man, thank you, man. You keep preaching to these dudes out here, man. You talking truth. And as I said in the chat, a man's ability to accept criticism shows his value as a man. If you can't accept criticism, if you can't accept the advice from another man, you truly have not ascended to manhood yet. So
yeah,
keep
not
preaching
even.
Your truth, brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. We'll throw you back in. Thank you, 618. But then here's the thing. I don't want to knock that other guy. It's just that this is wrong with you surface-ass motherfuckers. Y'all don't want to – you want me to blame the woman. I guess you want me to get mad at the woman. This is the wrong space. That I can never get mad at a woman because what does she do for me to get mad at? And please tell me, well, she does it. Well, no, you train her to do that shit. Everything a woman does is what you train her to do. And this is why, as a man, it is so important to be able to communicate with yourself first, because a woman's only going to do that. Now, let me show you. If I was that T-Lane motherfucker, and I say I wouldn't ask her to come over to my place, number one, because I have to weigh out, okay, how is she feeling right now towards me as we're interacting with each other? Is her morals, her judgments, her values, and her trust still up here? And if it is, I can't ask her to come to my house. I'm gonna fall short. And I'm the kind of motherfucker that doesn't ask twice anyway. So I'm gonna save that ask when I feel it's the right time. But I'm not going to force her or make her feel bad or anything like that. Matter of fact, as I told you guys, I had a guy just like that T-Lane motherfucker. He was like, man, fuck that bitch. I'm not going to see that goddamn woman. She on her period. Ain't nothing for me. I said, motherfucker, you better get your ass over there. You better get over there and start and go rub her feet. Make sure she's got a hot thing on her thing. Lay on her thing. Rub her feet. Get up and roll. And he didn't even see it. And when he did it, he got some dome out of that shit. But if you talk to some women will fuck on their period. Depends on the where y'all are at. But I'm just saying, man, the thing that I'm trying to show you guys out here, this is the depth of the game. And y'all have got to stop getting mad at these motherfucking women. Everything that you are doing, okay, everything that you're doing is what you're communicating with yourself, okay? All right? Well, I don't know. I don't know about a prescription of red pill because this ain't a red pill space. I'll never preach that stupid ass shit. I don't do that shit. But see, what I'm saying is the reason why people follow that, Stephen. The reason why a lot of people follow that. Now, listen to me. This is very important. See, as a surface dweller that is not really rooted in his core, he is going to have now follow this. This is the emotion. This is mommy. He's going to have unresolved insecurities. He's going to have emotional wounds because every woman that said no to them. I'll check that out, Tyler, 1 second. Every woman that has turned them down is an emotional wound, okay? You add, mix in unhelpful thoughts that they have, that they dwell on. Add a little bit of those limiting beliefs that they have, okay? Add all these things. And do you actually think they want to look at themselves in the mirror and see that they're the problem? No, because it's easier when somebody walks up to you and says, hey, you know what? I get it. I understand. You know, I used to, young man, can I talk to you for a second? I used to be like you. I used to hurt. I used to have emotional wounds and I used to feel so insecure and I used to always blame myself, but I realized that when I took the pineapple syrup, that I had an awakening, and it made me see that the world was totally different, and I'm not at fault. And you know what? I manifested myself in the pineapple, and I prayed on the pineapple, and the pineapple showed me how not to jerk off. And the pineapple came in so many different colors, and there are levels to this. And you're going to start off as a light pineapple. But as you begin to grow and understand that this is not your fault, it's the woman's fault. She's the devil in disguise. She's the bad person. Yes, the woman is the bad person. But please, young man, come my way. Understand that we love you. Hey, guess what? Let me show you. Look, we have an array of other guys that are just like you. Now listen, you're free to go, but you don't want to go out there where you feel all alone, everybody's knocking you down, and it feels like the women are beating you down. We love you. Trust us. Love us. But before you come in, you must get rid of your name. You must get rid of your bloodline. You must get rid of everything that you are, and you must worship me, the pineapple, great one, because I'm going to show you pineapple is the only way to be. And you're going to change your name to pineapple, and you're going to use pineapple. And the beautiful thing about it, today will be a pineapple, tomorrow will be a pear. Then after a pear, it goes to a banana. You know, when you go in levels on Pac-Man, there's different fruit that hops around. Well, that's the idea I came up with because I was on Reddit and I saw a thing that somebody wrote and it was just an idea that I came up with. It's kind of like a Pac-Man idea. And I welcome you in. It's not your fault. It's the woman's fault. It will always be the woman's fault. Welcome you in. And you know what your fucking mind, and y'all think I'm fucking funny, but you know what your mind says? Your mind says, oh my God, I'm home. I'm home. This is the place for me. This is the place for me. Nobody's going to ridicule me. I don't have to feel like an idiot no more. I don't have to be accountable for my actions anymore. I don't have to be responsible for anything. Oh my God, I'm liberated. And that's what your mind is saying. You're right. Hey. Let's stick with these motherfuckers because they're going to help you out. And you don't even fucking see the shit, man. I showed you guys, all y'all guys that follow me, I showed you guys, look, let me tell you how fucked up shit is. If you guys can watch The Last Matrix, just watch The Last Matrix. Because even The Matrix tried to tell all that red pill community shit, it's fake. Even The Matrix, the thing that they followed after, the last one told them that all that pill shit is fake. It's not true. It's not real. But they still went past the movie. And again, I'll show you the clip. One of the most major clips, and this is from The Matrix. This isn't from me. This is The Matrix. You know that thing that everybody believes in? All these guys, pills and plates and red pill, green pill, blue pill, all that stupid-ass, bitch-ass shit. The fucking movie that they're following, the movie that they're following said this. It's right here. This is the movie. Let me pause it. Listen to what he said. I'm going to show y'all guys. I don't make this shit up. Look what the fuck they said. Here's the thing about feelings as he chuckles. He says they're much easier to control than facts. And what do you think all these pills and plates and manifold are based on? Fucking feelings, because they don't want to see the facts. Because the fact of the matter is they're the fucking problem. And nobody wants to tell them about that shit. Nobody wants to tell them that shit. Wait, it's a movie, The Red Pill, Netflix. The overall goal was getting people to give me. No. You gotta. Let me play this for you. Let me play something for you. Real quick, let me just take a moment and play something for you. Y'all, you're missing it. No, that's not it, my brother. Listen to this shit. Hold on, let me turn the music down. We're still going to talk about what we're talking about. I got y'all guys, but I'm trying to educate y'all because I'm trying to show y'all to see that y'all got to stop being like these bitches, dog. Hold on, let me show y'all something. Look, listen. Play this, listen.
So what exactly defines our modern understanding of cults, and why do people join them? Broadly speaking, a cult is a group or movement with a shared commitment to a usually extreme ideology that's typically embodied in a charismatic leader. Most cults share some basic characteristics. A typical cult requires a high level of commitment from its members and maintains a strict hierarchy, separating unsuspecting supporters and recruits from the inner workings. It claims to provide answers to life's biggest questions through its doctrine, along with the required recipe for change that shapes a new member into a true believer. And most importantly, it uses both formal and informal systems of influence and control to keep members obedient, with little tolerance for internal disagreement or external scrutiny.
Y'all ain't ready for that shit. Y'all think I'm playing with y'all. And the worst part about it is, guess who's pushing you toward the cult? The mind. The mind is pushing you away from the control that you actually have as a man. And this is why y'all have the problems y'all have, because you're not looking at the game the right way. You're looking at, remember, because of how you see the world, gentlemen, women are the enemy. You got to understand something. And this is the hardest thing that these guys can't understand, is that your beliefs, attitudes, and your thoughts, they just don't come out of thin air, do they? Do they? No. It is not even based on, write this down, listen, it's going to get deep. It's not even based on your experience. That's not even it. It's what you take away from the experience that is going to define you. It's not the experience, because a lot of people think it is the experience. Hold on, Tyler. I'll grab that shit real quick. Hold on, Tyler. Fuck, Tyler. Let me see. Tyler, this is a voicemail or what? Let me see something. Hold on. Let me see here. Tyler, I can't play a 37-minute joint. Oh, wait. Is it 322? I'll play. Is it the 322, Tyler? All right. Is it 322, Tyler? I can't play the 37-minute one. Is it 322? Ty, let me know before I press play. Let me know if it's a 322, I press play. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that your mind is the thing that forces you to be soft because you hate looking at what you see in the mirror because you think that you're not good enough, says the woman. Says the woman that looks into the mirror every day. She's always going to feel that she's not good enough. That's just what women do. But men should never do this, okay? Dude, I don't want to play with yourself. I want the 49 second one you talked about the chicken soup. I just want to play the chicken soup. I don't want to play the play with yourself. Which one is the chicken soup? Let me know the minute or the chicken soup one. And I'll play that shit. I'm not playing her playing with herself. I'm trying to teach a class. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, what you're doing is, unfortunately, you're always comparing yourself to other people. You're always comparing yourself to what other people have. You're always comparing yourself to what you don't have. And that's the problem of what's happening. You should not compare yourself to any other man because you're not that man. But the moment you begin to compare yourself for that man, this is the problem. All right, let me play this shit. Listen, guys.
Hi, Tyler. This is Katie. And thinking about you, thinking about that chicken soup when you make it for me. And I was able to go with you to the market to get the chicken that one time. But when you make it, hopefully you'll just be naked wearing an apron. And then while it's simmering, we'll go into your bedroom, shut the door.
Tyler, stop, man. We ain't talking about you fucking a bitch with chicken soup, dude. Anyway, let me continue, man. What I'm saying to y'all guys out there, y'all got a question, y'all call in 563-999-3056 is the number. Man, Ty, I'm not talking about smashing this shit, dog. Okay? What I'm saying to you guys out here is that the reason why you are not seen as a man because in your mind, not her mind, not the world's mind, but in your mind, you actually feel that you do not meet up to your expectations. Hold on. We're going to get deep here. See, the number one reason why you are perceived as soft is because you don't live up to your expectations. Everything you try to do, okay, you're so busy beating down yourself and blaming yourself or playing the blame game that you even avoid blaming yourself, so you avoid trying to accomplish things. And that is not what men do. But what you have created is a way, because you are inadequate to yourself, you're going to come off soft to a woman, okay? All right? You see what I'm saying? You're going to sit around. Because there's no belief in what you are to yourself. You are looking at yourself in a way that you don't believe, okay? Of course. And let me hop off that horse real quick and just tell you. I just give you a simple thing and let you know why. If you believe in God, you have a straight line to God. You don't need to go through a fucking pope. Why did you have to pray to a man to talk to a God? Just think about that, man. Just think about that. It's up to you what you want to do, but I just ask you to think. Just think on that shit. But anyway, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. We got y'all covered. Ask your questions. We got you. But most guys don't understand that the reason why you are perceived as soft is the fact of how you actually communicate to yourself. What are the things that you are saying to yourself right now about yourself? I mean, think about this for a second. See, the difference between what a man does and what you guys do is that you both see a woman, or both see a woman, right? But the problem is that you move when you see the woman. But the man himself doesn't move when he sees the woman. He makes the move at his house. I see a woman. This is what the fuck I'm going to do. That's it. This is not complicated. But it's very complicated because you can't see that you're the cause of all the fucking shit you're going through right now. If I'm setting myself up, so when I walk out that door, I'm already prepared. But you walk out that door and you're not prepared. And then when a woman rolls up on you, what do I do? What do I say? How do I say it? Why do I say it? Where? Oh, man, fuck. Oh, man, she turned me down. See, I knew I wasn't good. Versus the man that goes up and puts his bid in, the woman turns him down. And you know what he does? Okay, next. And he keeps on moving. He doesn't put himself down. How can a man put himself down when that man makes it all about himself? I'll talk to five women and get shot down. I'll still be fine with that shit. But again, I know this is going to sound weird, but I promise you, when you get to your core, guys, and you talk to women, I promise you, you're going to be your harshest fucking critic. Not when she says no, but when she says yes. And that's what y'all don't see. You're going to be your harshest critic. Thank you, 135 likes. You're going to be your harshest critic when she says yes. Because the win is something that I'm not satisfied with. A man is never satisfied with anything. And the moment you become satisfied is the moment you camp out and you start to die because you don't move forward. See, you won't understand, because a lot of guys say, well, how do I know I'm at my core? And I did my puzzle pieces, and yet, what do I do next? That's why I keep saying to keep doing them. Because you still have not reached your core yet, because you still do not trust the man in the mirror. You must be able to trust the man in the mirror. And you must not trust him to get turned down. You must trust him just to do what it is you set out to do. But please understand, I keep telling y'all there's loopholes in it. There's little loopholes in this shit. If all you want to do is fuck, you're not going to get anywhere. Now, leading her maybe towards that is one thing, but just being like, I got to get her to my house right now, or I got to get her to my place tonight and all this other stuff. This is not what's going to help you. You see what I'm saying? It's not going to help you at all. Antimatter, please don't, I'll put you in timeout, but please don't come in here. Don't be disrespectful. Okay. You put you in timeout. Don't be disrespectful, sir. Because this is not a place that we tolerate bitches. So I'll put you in timeout, but you come off and say some more shit, I'm going to kick your bitch ass out. So as I was, sorry, gentlemen, I apologize for the disrespectful bitch that came in here talking shit. But anyway, as I was saying to you guys out here, most of the times that you have all your, the reason why you're having what you're having is that your self-doubt. You're not believing in yourself, okay? I'm not trying to defend right here. I appreciate it, Red, but I'm not trying to defend. I thank you, Red. I don't defend women. I'm just keeping it a buck. I just keep it a buck. I don't try to defend you women. I'm just keeping it a buck. I don't want anybody to they should be training you women. Don't be bitching about y'all. But what I'm saying is that for so many of you guys out here, because you don't meet your personal expectations, okay, in yourself. See, let me give you an example. The reason why you can get cereal, even when you were small and you used to fuck it up, is because you believe that you can do it and you can do that right now and not even think about it. That's why you're good with your numbers. That's why you're good with your alphabet. That's why you're good with all these things. But the biggest issue and the biggest problem is, gentlemen that are listening to me right now, is that you are actually not doing or trying to accomplish what it is you really want to accomplish. To be honest, a lot of you guys really don't want to talk to women. I mean, if you actually think about it, wait, gosh, you know, because I write all this shit up. I think I got it. You don't want to, look, you don't want to, I'll use this. You don't want to talk to women. You want to get women here. You want to skip this process and you want to go right here. And the game don't work that way. That's a failed accomplishment. That's like you saying, I want to go, hey, fuck counting from 1 to 10. I want to know geometry. I don't want to count. I don't want to learn numbers and shit. I want to go straight to geometry. And that's how you're thinking. And when you do that, you wake him up, okay? Because he's the only one that's going to play along with your bullshit and still sink you in the same process. Because he has a commitment. And his commitment is making sure that you are not committed to yourself. Hey, S-Dog, just get the notifications. And you'll know when I'm going live. Just get the notification. Don't ask that question. Just get off your lazy ass. Hit the bell notifications, and you'll know, big dog. Come on now. But what I'm saying to you guys is this, is that he is committed, okay, to making sure that, you ready, guys? His commitment is making sure that you, wait, give me a second. It's a big one. Hold on. It's a big one. So, you know, when it's a biggie, hold on. Guys, what you're about to hear is 100% us coming from in-house. Anybody else says this shit is coming from us. Nobody's talking about this shit, what I'm about to tell you right now. So please, crayon moment out. Let me explain something to you guys. What you don't realize is the motherfucker that you're listening to right now is going to do everything in his power, which he's doing right now, to make sure that you never feel pain, you never feel foolish, or you never feel rejected. So what it does, okay, now this connects to the third pig. What it does is it will imprison you to protect you from the outside world. It will imprison you to protect you from the outside world, okay? He is trying to make sure you're not going to get hurt. But through that, there can't be no growth without pain and discomfort. And that's why you guys are like this, going around in a circle. And this is why y'all not growing, because you don't see what's happening to you right now. He's the one that decides what you're going to do and not going to do based off of the pain tolerance it knows you can't handle. Rejection is a pain tolerance that you have. You don't want to be rejected from the woman because you know rejection means she's not going to sleep with you. So in order to subside that pain, you try to medicate the pain with dinners. You try to medicate the pain by talking from the side door. You try to medicate the pain by trying to be her best friend, trying to backdoor, ask her a bunch of stupid-ass questions. You are trying to do everything you can, gentlemen, to medicate yourself from the pain that you are actually going to feel. It's like you're going to run into the Titanic. That iceberg is coming dead at you. There's nothing that you can do. You are actually doing this, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. But here's the big question. How can there be pain in a decision unless the decision is based off of a fucking feeling? How can there be pain if the decision is based off of feeling and an emotion? You want to know why a man doesn't get pain? Because he, unlike you motherfuckers, he ain't trying to fuck. Because he knows he's going to get the pussy anyway. But as I told you guys before, you are going after the worst trap that women have said. It's like a booby trap. It's like a pit of nothing. It's like the women don't even know they're even running this shit on you. It's the worst booby trap that you guys fall in every time. It's the most amazing thing, gentlemen. Every single time. And you still don't realize that it's a booby trap. Every single woman that you say you want to sleep with, what does it end up in? You feel like a dumbass, feeling hurt, broken, mad, angry, bitter, confused. It's the same thing, man. And you then repeat the same cycle by trying to do the same shit. Because when they reject you, you're in your feelings. Like old boy earlier today, when the woman said, when he asked her three times to come over and she rejected him because he was in his feelings, he was in his fucking feelings. He was in his feelings. But we're going to talk about getting out of this shit. Because I'm not here to, listen, this is what's important to me, guys. I'm not here to depress you. I'm here to show you why. Because if you don't understand the why, you're not going to understand the reason to get out of this hole. I'm telling you right now, nobody wants you to be a free thinker. There is nothing in it for a woman but to submit to ass. There's nothing in it for the marketers and advertisers. They're losing money on you. There's nothing for anybody. Nobody wins when you are free. Nobody wins but you. Gee, isn't that something? Nobody wins but you. Isn't that amazing? When you walk up to a woman, you don't even realize that you have this neon light above your head that says, please don't, and you don't even realize you have it. You don't even realize that you can't see it because it's above your head. You don't even see it. Please don't reject me. Please be interested in me. Please like me. Please give me a chance. Fuck no. Wake the fuck up. Stop asking for chances. Stop begging for her to like you. Stop trying to fit into what she wants. Stop trying to be what you think she wants you to be. Stop giving in to him. Stop allowing him to allow you to self-sabotage yourself. I'm sorry. I know you think you actually love that guy and that motherfucker's got your back, but fuck him. Fuck him. There's got to be a moment that you have that you must ultimately believe in what it is you can do. But also realize, regardless of what you believe that you can do, She's allowed to have a boyfriend. She's allowed not to be interested in you. But you don't even see what she does to you. You can't walk. The man does not walk out the door with a woman living rent-free in his mind. The moment she's in your head, a figment that's the shape of a woman that is living here, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you're going to say. You will always run behind the woman because you don't believe in the man in the mirror. See, the man in the mirror doesn't have room or vacancy. Look, when a woman wants to get in his mind, she's going to have her bags. And no vacancy. Oh, shit. Can't move in this motherfucker. There shouldn't be any vacancies here for a woman who has not proved that she should live and move in. When you walk out your door and think about a woman, when you turn on your computer and think about a woman, when you're going to class and thinking about a woman, when you go in and think about, God damn, I need some pussy, man. I need a woman. You don't even realize how bad you've lost because the man thinks about the man. And the man says to himself, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. And when a woman comes along, I'm going to go ahead and put my bed in. And I don't give a fuck what happens. Because after I get done talking to her, I'm going to talk to that one over there. And that one over there. And that one over there. I probably forget about the first one I even talked to. But see, gentlemen, that's at core. And again, I know y'all don't understand because people never really actually talk to you about your core. Okay. You know what I mean? No one's ever talked to you about that. And the fact that they haven't talked to you about that is why you're not growing the way you are growing. I'm telling you, when you sit on the throne, you're not just sitting and playing and pretending to be fucking king. You are a motherfucking king. You are emperor. You are God. You are everything. You cannot show weakness to yourself, because the moment you show weakness to yourself, what are you communicating to yourself? Okay? All right? Do you see what I'm saying? No, Samuel, you're wrong. You're wrong, Samuel. No. That's wrong. Write this down. Samuel, let me help you out. The man doesn't think about the man. The man knows the man. And if you know yourself, you don't have to think. You just move. See, the male thinks, what is going to happen? What should I do? What if this and what if that? And what if she says no? And what if she says yes? And how do I talk to her? And why do I talk to her? And which way do I talk? You're too busy thinking, Samuel. Listen. No, the man doesn't think about the man. The man knows about the man. I know what I need to do. I know what I'm going to say. I know what to do afterwards because I created it before I left my house. That's what I'm saying. When you create it, when you created before you walk out your door. Why you know your numbers? Again, I try to simplify that, okay? I try to simplify it. It doesn't fucking matter if it's raining outside, if it's hot outside, if it's cold outside, if it's windy. It doesn't matter if it's day or night. You can say your numbers anytime, anywhere, any place, and you ain't going to feel a goddamn thing. Because you know your numbers. You don't think about numbers. You know them. Because when you were young, you beat yourself down until it hit your core. Your core. You have got to root yourself in yourself. You must be rooted in yourself to be able to walk away from a woman and tell that woman to fuck off and be fine with it. And I promise you, they love the guys that tell them to fuck off. They love the guys that say no. They love and cream over the guys that say you ain't special. But how can one even say that to a woman when that woman is, how can you say to a woman you're not special when she's already living here? How can you dismiss a woman when she's already living here? Do you see where I'm talking about, guys? You see what I'm talking about? Question. Thinking about yourself as weak and noticing you're weak in a certain area and working to make yourself stronger in said area, isn't that the same thing? Wait. Thinking about yourself as weak and noticing that you're weak in a certain area and working to make yourself stronger in said area, isn't that the same thing? Well, the reason why it's the same thing is because the virus of the excuse is still on you. See, it's one thing if you say, okay, I want to talk to a girl and I need, and this is the steps I'm going to take versus I'm going to talk to a girl and this is what's going to happen. Okay, again, the difference between a man is that before he walks out that door, he's not thinking about talking to the woman. He's already at the point where she's coming over his crib, not saying she's going to come to his crib. I got to draw this one out for you guys. I'm sorry. I don't have my whiteboard, so I gotta draw this shit out on paper. But let me show you how deep it is. Okay. All right. So with the man is saying, let me show y'all. Okay, y'all see this? So the man, if you see the dots, I'm sorry, let me pull the dots over. So with the man, let me show you the dots. So with the man is, he's already got the plan, right? He's already got the plan already lined up. He's just going to position himself for her to follow the plan. But see, y'all guys don't even actually have a plan. See, thinking about yourself is weak, okay? And notice that you're weak is not working on yourself because you're only going to seep to your level of thinking. So when you actually think that you're fixing yourself, you're not fixing yourself, my brother, if that makes any sense, Samurai. You're not actually fixing yourself. But let me show y'all something. So when you guys out here, guys, you got any questions y'all can ask, and there's 10 minutes left y'all want to call in. I'm going to be on for another, probably on for another hour, so I'll open the lines up if you want. Thank you for everybody calling, coming in and stuff like that. But let me show y'all something real quick, all you guys that's watching me right now. Always remember, as I showed you, every day, this is what I'm talking about. Let's look at this for a second. This is very important. So I'm going to talk about A, B, and C in a second because that's what the drawing I just showed you, A, B, and C. See, my end game is all my C. Let's say C is the end game, okay? C is my end game. My end game is already set up before I walk out that door. Because every point that I move that woman towards, I'm moving her to a set of fours, okay? A set of fours, okay? Wait a second. Let me correct somebody that's saying some wild-ass shit. Sir, come on, man. Don't say that shit. Come on, man. You just making... You look, let me, hold on. Okay, let me help you out, brother. This is why you're weak as fuck. Because you take everything as a goddamn game, okay? You take everything as a game. This is your life that you're dealing with. Your life shouldn't be a game. You don't know what the game is, because a game is not meant to be played, because you always getting played, man. Come on. Come on. Don't talk like that. Not in here. This is not a toy. You've got to learn who the fuck you are, and that's not a game. You got to know why you are. That's not a game. The game is your fucking core. It's not a video game. It's not a board game. It's not a game of basketball. You're taking game as a sport or something you do. This is your fucking core, man. Core. Something you don't even know you have. Because a motherfucker that has game ain't talking about it has to be played. Because I'm not trying to play a woman. I'm just showing the fuck up and showing her why she should be on my fucking bus. Gentlemen. Nose itching. Y'all want to ask a question? I got y'all, guys. Listen to what I'm saying. All you guys out here, what I'm saying to you out here, and this is important, you got a question to ask, y'all call in, we got you. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out here is that it's a shame that y'all are conjuring up things, man. Now, let me give you another part. DM, why do you fail? Why do you fail? Why does he fail? I'm going to tell you why you fail. Because do you see what the fuck is scrolling below me? You can't even follow simple. Guys, do y'all see this below me? Wait, let's keep going. Let's pass it up. Wait. 563-999-3056, calling number. Any toxic person. Wait, let's keep. Wait, keep scrolling. Any toxic person. Don't talk about it. Wait, hold on. Let's keep going. Hey, here it comes. Wait. No. Wait, not YouTubers. Wait, it's still coming. Wait. Hold on, DM. Where is it at? I know it's there. Put a Q if you have a question. So I'm going to wait for you to ask the question the right way. You put a Q in there. And the same game go with this guy. Please put a Q in your question. If you're talking to me, put a Q in there. But you're talking to him. Never mind. You're not talking to me. So I did this in regard. Okay. I have no choice to grab it. Fuck. It's so bad, I got to talk about it. Jesus. How do you learn how to detach yourself from wanting sex and focus on self-improvement when you see everyone else is getting it? Guys, we got 5 minutes left in the show if y'all want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. We appreciate all you guys and all this other stuff. God damn it. Now he puts a Q in there. Fuck. Now I got to answer. All right. Brother, listen to me. First off, I appreciate you being here. But in this space is really a man's space, okay? So when you're asking or thinking about other men, that's the, okay, if you, okay, and listen, I don't want to shame you if you're in love with other men or want to have sex with other men. That's not what this is for. I'm not going to shame you for loving other men. If you love other men and worry about other men, this is just not the room for you, okay? This is not the room. This is not the room for you. Okay. So this is for men who want to learn about themselves and not talk about men like they're in love with other men. Okay. So maybe you're in the wrong room, but this is not a space where we talk about man-on-man love or man-on-man passions or I'm in love with another man and I'm watching what another man's doing type thing. So you might be in the wrong place, buddy. And I had to answer that because you put a Q there. But you might be in the wrong place. This is for men. Because as soon as you're talking about another man, it sounds like you want to put your finger in his booty hole or something. So you might be in the wrong place. There are other spaces on YouTube for that. So if you want to go back to the red pill side and snuggle up on another man, you might want to do that. But over here, we don't do that. Let's read what you said. How do you learn to detach yourself from sex when you want to have it and you see others having it easily? How do you see other people having sex if you're not watching another man doing it? I'm just taking what you said. I'm not trying to be a dick here. But you're talking about another man right now. You do understand that. You're saying when you see other people having it easily, how do you know that they're having it easily? And are you in the room with these guys or something? And I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just asking a question. Is it a bad thing if I don't want my girlfriend and other people eating the car? All right, Kevin, this is what I would say to you. All right, Kevin, this is what I'm saying to you, brother. I appreciate what you're saying, but can you please take the stick out of your ass? Can you take the stick out of your ass, please? I don't understand you, motherfucker. Listen. I know you pride yourself in your car. And if that's your case, that's fine. But, dude, come on, man. I don't understand you guys when y'all ask questions like this, dude. I mean, my God. Okay, then just tell her don't eat in your car. But, dude, get the stick out of your ass, dude. You act like you're like a 70-year-old man or some shit. Acting like, you know, you got perfect leather seats and all that other shit. Come on, dude. You gotta get off that shit, dog. That's weak, man. Come on, man. It's just a fucking car. And maybe you tell your fucking people it's in the car. If you're going to eat, just clean up after yourself, man. Come on, man. Yeah, that's just some uptight shit, dog. You sound like a Bartholomew, you know, like, well, lovey, I don't want you to, oh my God, don't put nothing in my face. Oh my God, why did you eat that? Look at, you see what this is? You see what this is? I found this with a fine tooth comb. This is a piece of lettuce. And judging by the taste and the taste and the texture of it, Taco Bell, last weekend, 2 o'clock. Why are you eating in my car? I mean, that's how you sound, man. Come on, dude. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. All right, let me get this other one. Clarification. I see my peers getting swipes easy. What? Well, your peers are men. Okay, sir. Your peers are not women, because if your peers are women, then you're metrosexual and you're the gay best friend. But if you see your peers or you see other men, can you explain why you're in their pockets? I mean, again, you can't. I'm just reading what you're saying, man. I'm not being a dick. I hope you understand. I'm not trying to be a dick here. All right. You see peers getting swipes easily. Well, let me tell you why you're not getting any swipes. Because you're a loser. You can't fuck. You can't eat pussy. You're scared of women. There's nothing exciting about you to make her want to talk to you. You're boring. You have no life. You're soft. You think about other men. Do I need to continue? I mean, I'm just giving you a handful. You ain't getting dog. It's not the women. It's you. You are thinking more about other men than you're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about other men. Do you hear? I'm not making this up. Y'all think I'm being mean or I'm not trying to be mean to this young man. You are that's some fruit booty ass shit, man. A motherfucker don't look in another man's pockets like that and shit. The fuck? Why would he do that? Why would another man look at another man's booty or look at another man's doing and he worried about the other man, dog? I'm not trying to knock you. I'm just saying men don't talk like this, dude. Men don't, you see them, just because a motherfucker gets a swipe, what the fuck does that mean? He fucking? And what, okay. One second, let me show you something. So, fuck, let me show you something. So it's one thing to get a message like this from a woman, okay? Wait, let me bring this shit down. Hold on. Shit, hold on. Hold on, let me see if I can shrink that shit now. Shit. Damn it, I can't shrink that shit down. Look, it's one thing to get a message from a woman, but men do not go around and showing other men that I swiped and I got a swipe on Tinder. That is kind of not, I'll say with an H, hey, pay, way, say, hey, bay, day. And I won't say the G word, but when you're looking at what another man's doing and basing what you are off another man, that's kind of, I don't know, Elton John, Village People, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. I'm just saying, man, I'm not trying to knock you. I'm just trying to show you that you're looking at another man's swipes and judging his swipes off of, I don't understand. Brad Poet RSA, I'll show you how easy that answer is. Get up, walk out of your bedroom, take a left, I guess, or right into your bathroom, and just look in the mirror, and you will have your answer, sir. You have your answer. Just look in the mirror. Your answer is right in the mirror. Right in the mirror. Your answer's in the mirror. Okay? Your answer's right in the mirror. Your answer's right in the mirror. And I don't see, and listen to me, guys, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but I'm trying to show you that there's going to be a process. We're going to break this down. Get y'all crayons out. We're going to break some shit down. Matter of fact, if y'all want to, I'll open the lines. Matter of fact, guys, we might do a nasty, dirty sex show tonight. I'm still thinking about if I'm going to do a sex show tonight. But what I'm saying is this, okay. You guys out here have got to wake up the thing that you have held back. And you got to waken up what your thoughts are, okay? Okay, you don't pay attention to your thoughts until a woman comes along, and that's the problem. And that's why you give a rent in your head. But as a man, you should always think about your thoughts 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and on Sunday. I'll give you an example. How many of you guys, I don't want to say me, don't tell me, I'm just asking you to ask yourself. How many of you guys create ways to make women smile? How many guys out here make ways to make women blush? How many of you guys have sound checked the places you want to take a woman? How many guys, wait, hold on, I got you 1 second. How many of you guys have done, I'm asking you a question. I'm not being a dick here. I'm asking you guys a question. How many of you guys have sound checked your walls, your shower, the lighting, the sound system, your cologne, the places you go, how to touch her, how to make her smile? How many of you guys out here, how many of you guys out here have actually taken time to even break down to yourself how to talk to a woman when you're actually talking to her? How many? But this is what I'm talking about. You're not even thinking anything. All you're thinking is she's pretty. She's got a fat ass. I want to fuck. I'm the type of man who takes a while before I open up to a woman. What are some ways? No, 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 no. Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. Let's look at it, brother. Come on, Kobe. Let's talk on it, brother. I appreciate the question. You're the type of male that chooses to take a while to open up because you really ain't got shit to open up about. What the fuck do you mean open up? What do you mean open up? Tell her like when you lost your dog or some shit, open up? What the fuck are you talking about? I don't understand. See, I'm going to tell you what you are. When you go to a club, you that motherfucker over there just bobbing his head like that, looking at the bitches walk by, just like sipping on shit, just watching walk by. You know what? I'm away. I'm going to holler at her later. Oh, yeah, I'm going to holler at her later. Yeah, time to go. I'm going to go home. I don't understand. I don't understand how you guys, I'm not telling you to cry in front of a woman. I'm not telling you to tell her your deepest, darkest secrets and shit. But she doesn't need, no. If you can't show her that when you first meet her, you already lost. How can you show her she needs a motherfucker like you and you don't even need yourself? You don't even know how to need yourself. What are you talking about, brother? Stop. How she needs a man like, what the fuck? Nah, come on, dog. No. Stop. Don't lie like that. Don't lie. She doesn't need you. Your problem is you're wondering why she doesn't need you. You ain't got no game because motherfuckers with game ain't talking that shit like that. That's the lion saying, well, how do I show a zebra that it needs to jump in my fucking mouth? Girl. Growl. Ow. And then the zebra's like, right? I mean, come on, dog. Y'all, I don't know why y'all think I'm boo-boo the food, dog. Come on, man. Y'all guys have got to stop lying to yourselves and act like you're more than what you're not. Because to be honest with you, Kobe, you don't have any game. You don't know how to talk to a woman, and you're waiting for a woman to choose you. Come on, let's just be honest, big dog. You don't need this show. Listen. A man doesn't have to show her shit. She's already going to know, Kobe. Because you know what a woman going to first ask? Hey, how many women are you seeing? What are your intentions with me? What are you looking for? And in your world, you're like, well, hold on, girl. I can't, I can't answer that right now, baby. I got to wait about 2 more months. Then I can open up to you and let you know. Yeah, I'm going to wait about 2 months. Yeah, because I don't really open up to women like that. I mean, that's how you sound, Kobe. That's how you sound, dog. Yeah, I'm trying to teach you, but the problem is, Kobe, I can't teach you. You got to learn how to teach yourself through the game I'm showing you, brother. I got you, K-Dog, but what I'm saying is that what is in the cupboard? What is in the cupboard? What is in the cupboard? I ask all you guys this. What is in the cupboard? Where is your, tell me, where in your mind is your drug lab? Where is it at? Where is it located at? Y'all don't even have a drug lab, a marketing team, amusement park, a scribe, a senate, culinary school, imagination, imagination, creativity, and adventurous building. You don't have a weight room in your mind, a guide, a film room, a fucking studio, or a detective. And yet y'all think y'all doing shit. You can't do anything until you learn how you move and how you operate to yourself, man. Game don't work that way, big dog. You know what I mean? I got a question I can ask. That's what I'm trying to say, man. It doesn't work that way, man. It does not work that way. See, the thing about women, they're going to want to know why you're so standoffish. Why aren't you trying to fuck? Why aren't you bending over backwards? Why aren't you kissing their asses? Why aren't you begging them to come over to their fucking house? That's the shit you're going to get, man. What is a good flavor you could ask from a... Wait, what is a good flavor you can... What the fuck are you talking about? Flavor of what? Ice cream? Flavor what? Popsicles? The fuck are you talking about? Cakes? What is a good flavor? What am I asking? What is a good flavor? What are you talking about? What do you mean good flavor? Tapioca pudding? The fuck is flavor? What? Jesus Christ, dude, stay away from women. Mr. Cakes, please stay away from women right now. Please, just leave them alone. Just leave them. Oh, when I say flavor, favor. Was that favor? Is that favor? Wait, I do need my glasses. Wait a second. Why not flavor? Favor. Fuck you. Okay, favor. I need my glasses on. All right, listen. Thank you, Justin. Oh, wait. Fuck. Even if it's a flavor or a favor, excuse me, favor. Why are you asking a woman for anything? I got it, FG. All right. Why are you asking a woman anything? Favor, not flavor. Favor. Okay. You know what a favor that you can ask a woman? Can you do me a favor and delete my number? Can you do me a favor and go to the police station and put a restraining order on me? Can you do me a favor and please put a security unit up and have an extra dog to protect you from me? There you go. Why don't you do that? There you go. Kevin, let's see what Kevin's saying. How am I wrong for not wanting my car smell like food? Look, listen. If that's the heel and battle you want, do that shit. But this is fucking... how old are you, man? Kevin, how old are you, man? How old are you, man? How old are you, brother? How old are you? All right, look. Just do what you want, dog. Just do what you want. If you don't want to do it, just don't. I just. That's just weird to me, dude. That's just weird. You know those guys. Okay, yeah, because you know what you remind me of. Let me tell you what you remind me of. you're that kid who got picked last, but your parents knew you were a loser, so they gave you the new football, basketball, and baseball and everything, right? And you just so stuck in your fucking ways that you just like, everything's got to be perfectly put. You know, you got to have your pepper lined up perfectly with your salt type shit. Is it, dude? I don't know, man. Do as you want, dog. That's weird to me. I know I got it right. I made it wrong. I'm sorry. I read it wrong. So, I'm just a man. And the difference between what my clients do in pimping is that the women are not on the street selling their bodies. They're just giving these guys money, gifts, buying shoes, jewelry, clothes, colognes, paying rent, phones, TVs, Xboxes, food, and all that for just their time and sex. So it's something totally different. But no, I don't know anything about pimping. I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that at all. Nothing at all about that. Let me see. Yeah. I got a question. I got y'all guys. But yeah, we chopping it up. It's just, yeah, just some of the questions just don't. I don't know. It makes sense. But if you don't listen, if you want to die on that hill, go ahead. But I'm telling you, man, look, don't be that guy, man. Hey, what are you doing? Why don't you eat in my car? I don't want you to eat in my car. Because if you're that guy, then don't put anybody in your car. You can't stop because you don't want to stop. That's the truth. You can't. You're not ready. You're not ready to do that. You're just asking a surface dweller question. And it's not that you can't stop being soft, sir. The problem is that you made a choice of being soft. I don't understand this thing. You act like the world has some magical cure to stop you from what the fuck you actually are. You choose to be soft, man. You choose to be soft. Okay? Yeah, well, I was just saying, B, I mean, you can't, hey, dog, you can't go, listen, don't you go tell her, well, how you doing? Get my car. Look, I don't want you to eat my car. Don't eat my car because I don't want my car smelling like, onions or anything. Because the last person I was with, they dropped a little bit of sauce, and you just can't believe how much time it took me to get that out of my car. So that's how you sound, dog, saying that shit, man. That's weird to me. But if you want to be that guy, man, do that shit, man. I just don't understand, because you're the same guy to be like, well, and I understand take your shoes off in my house, but you're really going overboard with this. I don't want my car smelling like food. I mean, I guess, man, if you want to fight that battle, go ahead. If a motherfucker wants to eat in a car, go ahead. I mean, and this is what I understand about you, big dog. If you actually had game, they should be coming by, grabbing your keys just to take it and get it tailor-made. They'll take it to the the car wash, and vacuum it out and do all the stuff for you. So I don't know. Yeah, Bartholomew. Yeah. Yes, Lovey, don't do that. No, Lovey. I cannot believe. How can you do that? Look at this. There's a piece of lint in my car. You know what I'm saying, man? No, it's not about being filthy, man. It's not about being filthy. It's just weird. Listen. Kay, listen, I'm a nerd and a geek, so I guess I stand on my heel. I love sci-fi movies. If y'all see my post on Facebook, I'm excited. This is the perfect week for a nerd like me, because tomorrow I'm going to watch Jurassic Park. I'm watching Peaky Blinders right now. I got to catch up with Obi-Wan Kenobi. I got to watch the next episode of The Boys, and I just binge-watched something on Prime called, I think, Night Sky, which is pretty goddamn good. So, you know, I guess I can be judged, but I'm going to stand on my heel. And if you feel like doing that, go right ahead, dog. I'm not mad at you, dog. It's just what you want to do. But why are you asking me, though? It's like, why are you asking me the question? You asked me the question. I answered you. But if you feel like doing that shit, don't ask nobody for no question and shit. You said something in the lines of a woman pushing out the man and making him a male. Wait, something along the lines of a woman pushing out the man and making him a male. I need more clarification. I don't know what you mean, Jeremy. I don't understand what you're saying right there. If you can give me more clarification on what you mean by that, I'll be happy to answer. But I'm trying to go through my files in my head. A woman pushing out the man and making him a male. Well, here's the thing. A male was never a man in the first place. It's just a male calls himself a man. Jeremy, the lines are down. But Jeremy, if you want, I can call you. Just send me your number. I'll be happy to call you, brother. I'll be happy to call you if you like. Okay. Sean says, Steve, you spoke. Please put a question, Sean. Sean, I'm gonna read this, but please put a Q next time, sir. Please, so I can read it. I see you're talking to me, but please put a Q there. Okay, that's what it says out here. Just put a Q next time, please. Thank you. All right, so I'm gonna read this. Steve, you spoke about not forcing a woman to do something, but having a different mindset that you don't present a tyrant expectation. But what is the question? This is why I guess it wasn't a question because you're just saying something. What is the question? I don't understand. What's the question? You spoke about not forcing a woman to do something, but having a different mindset that you don't present yourself. Well, I'm not. I don't understand the question. If you can just ask the question, Sean, and give me some clarification, it's like you're just making a statement. I don't know what you want me to say with this. I can't read your mind, so I need more. Okay. I just need more from you. Okay. If you can give me more, I'll be happy to answer that question. Just put a Q there and help me out, Sean. I don't understand because you're saying that, I'm not forcing her to sleep with me. I'm not going to beg her to sleep with me. I'm not going to barter, and I'm not going to prove that she's got to fuck me. I am never doing that, ever. But the reason why I get a lot of pussy thrown my way is because they see what I'm about and they change and modify their behaviors to fit my expectation. Hopefully I was able to answer your question through what I said, because I'm not a tyrant. Let me explain women for a second. Kay, let me explain something. Think about this for a second. Women do this shit all the time to you guys. They're allowed to set expectations. They're allowed to train you. I want a chauffeur, someone to put up my Christmas lights and all that stuff. Why can't we? How do I stop throwing random? Kay, are you a guy? Oh, I guess you're a woman asking about a woman. How do I stop throwing random questions at women anytime I'm talking to them? Well, Kay, as a lesbian myself, see, Kay and I have a bond here. Kay and I have an understanding. Kay, as a lesbian, let me tell you. Kay, there's a difference between talking at a woman versus talking to a woman. Now, Kay, what I need you to do, just tell me, Kay, give me something that a woman will say to you, and I will show you the difference in how you do it, okay? So then this is one lesbian to another. So just tell me what she's saying to me. Just tell me one thing she says to you, and I'm going to show you the difference between talking at her, Kay. Wait, your name is Kay, though. Huh. Okay, Kay. Well, Kay, just tell me something a woman would say. Just tell me. Okay, thank you, Kay. Okay, wait. Sean, I got you 1 second. Sean, I got you, brother. Hold on, let me go to Kay real quick. Kay, right. Nate, I'm trying to soak that in myself. Broke my brain. Okay, so what have you been up to today? See, you talking at her is saying what you're actually doing today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, when she's asking that question, I'm going to my studio and I'm getting the tracks. I'm going to get the track of my imagination. I'm going to get a track of my culinary school. I'm going to get a track of my amusement park. I'm going to get a track of my marketing team and maybe my drug lab. Well, I'll go the cocaine instead of the synthetic drug. And I'm going to get all that shit and mix that in my studio, okay? So then once I mix it in my studio and got it all down, then I'm going to look at, okay, how am I going to lead her from my four? Let's say I'm at B and she's asking me what I'm doing. I'm showing you all this shit in real time. So if she's asking me what I've been up to lately, what I've been up to lately is trying to figure out when you're going to come over and cook for me or when I'm going to come over there and have a meal at your place. I'm trying to figure out what part of your body I want to touch right now. I'm trying to figure out when I have you at my place, am I going to twirl you around to the left then hug you or twirl you around to the right? What I've been up to today is trying to figure out when we see each other tomorrow at 7 o'clock and you wear this sexy black outfit that I told you to wear, am I going to toy with you and kiss you right now or am I going to kiss you later on? See, that's talking to her because I'm leading her somewhere. I'm not telling, not what I'm up to. Well, you know what I'm up to today? Well, today I woke up and I had a nice bowl of excuse berry crunch. And I had the, when I woke up today, yeah, I had a bowl of excuse berry crunch and it was the chocolate flavor because, you know, I really wanted to try the chocolate flavor because, I mean, I really like the fruit flavor of excuse berry crunch, but you know, the marshmallows kind of get my teeth a little bit. So it makes me have to brush my teeth and get that stuff out of my teeth. So then after I did that, I sat around and I watched a little bit of TV. And then after I watched a little TV, I read a good book. And after I read a good book, you know, I had a little bit of lunch and, you know, I took Muffy to the park and we walked our dog a little bit. And as I walked my dog, oh man, you should see, I threw a ball and he just ran and got it. Oh, I love Muffy. And then I came back home and then I relaxed and I worked out a little bit because I wanted to get my sweat on and everything. You know, I like to hustle and loyal. And you see what I'm saying? That's what the fuck y'all be talking about. What the fuck? So that's the problem. You're talking at her by talking about a bunch of bullshit that's not leading you anywhere. That's all you're doing. You're just talking about a bunch of shit. So I hope I answered your question, but no, man, that's the difference, brother. Okay, what do you scribe in your mind to have a cutoff limit? Okay, well, wait. Sean, can I call you? Because I need more information. I'm trying to grab. Sean, send me your number. Because I got like 30 minutes, man. So, Sean, can you send me your number real quick and I call you? Because I'm trying to get more of an understanding. I know you're trying to learn about Scribe, but I need to, is it okay? Just send your number here, Sean. Sean, just send your number here and I'll call you. Okay, I will call you right fucking now. To answer your question, I know you're asking good questions, but I need more depth. So can you just put your, just say this is Sean and put your number and I'll call you right now because I need to know more because I see you're trying to get answers, but I need more from you to be able to help you with your question. Okay. Let me see. This guy is saying, is it a good response? Is this a good response to that question? I've been trying to figure out a day. How am I going to get you on the dance floor and see? No, that's. Are you fucking? Brother, listen to me, man. I'm going to tell you why this shit is creepy. And I don't think you understand. You just, okay, remember, I'm going to show you how cold we are over here. You're still thinking about fucking. That's all on your mind. All you want is pussy. That's all you want is pussy. So because you want pussy, You're going to say anything to try to manipulate and deceive her to fuck. You don't mean this. This is why it comes off creepy, because you don't mean this. You are, because you admitted it earlier that all you think about is sex. Why are you getting her on the fuck? Why are you taking her to a club on a dance floor where she can dance and get sweaty? And what do you mean her hips lying, or what is her hips telling you? It doesn't add up, brother. It doesn't add up, okay? Because this is weird. Let me tell you, okay? I'm trying to get you on the dance floor to see if your hips lie or not. Lie about what? Lie about what? Kevin, please, Kevin. All right, man. Look, don't do no bitch shit. You all right? Dude, let me tell you why you in your fucking feminine ass emotions, dog. Can you stop worrying about your fucking car? The car's not the problem. You're the problem. Jesus Christ. What? Hips lie like a... Dude, I don't... I can't name one secure... Wait, DJ. Hold on. Bruh, hold on, man. Brother, I wish you'd have said Drake, Eminem, fucking 50 Cent, Future, Tupac, Biggie. You went to a... Dude, I... Dude, are you telling me you're using it? Please let this be Sean so I can call him. Please, Sean, please save me. Sean is not saving me. I don't think Sean saved me. God damn it, Sean ain't going to save me. Fuck, man. Oh, my God. Are you serious? You actually listen to Shakira? Really? I can't name one fucking song that she put out. Yeah, he's trying to use lit. Why would you use Shakira? Dude, you got yeah, he must be, dude. I can't believe that shit, dude. That's weird to me. He's like talking about her hips lie like a dude, come on, man. You're like Charlie Brown trying to kick the football from Lucy, and she's pulling the football. So, all right, well, again, I tried to help old boy. I guess he didn't want to learn. See, this is what I'm saying. It's like you guys ask questions, but y'all really don't want to ask. It's like you don't mean shit, because I'm just trying to get more clarity, and I tried to help the guy out, but he just, like, ran like a chick or some shit. What does it take to give me my core? I've been reflecting on my day, but I just have an idea what I want to be, but I don't know who I am. But see, that's the problem, because you are not doing anything to learn who you are. You're not taking the necessary steps to learn who you are. And that's where you're going wrong in all this. Your reflection that you have is just going in circles. Because you don't have your puzzle pieces, you're not getting coaching, and you're not being a student of the game. Even the idea of what you want to become is still a lie, because that's a daydream. If you're sitting around daydreaming about what you want to become, then you're never going to become it, because all you're doing is dreaming about shit. Look, when I was small, I would dream that I was like flying and shit, you know, as a kid, you know, putting on a cape when I was like 4 or 5 years old type dreams. But if you're a grown man dreaming about shit, then that's a problem. If you got an idea, you should not have an idea what you want. You know what I'm saying? It's just Man, that's crazy, man. Yeah, Green Eyes. Green Eyes, are you a guy? I don't want to call you Green Eyes, are you a woman? Because I don't want to call you Green Eyes if you're a dude. Are you a woman, Green Eyes, or a guy, Green Eyes? Just let me know, because I feel some kind of way calling a guy Green Eyes. So, Green Eyes, are you a woman or a man? I'd like to know, Green Eyes, are you a woman or a man? Right, not all women do that, right, because every woman likes different kinds of music, but I just want to make sure, is Green Eyes a woman or a man? Because I feel some kind of way if you're a dude. Okay, yeah, well, all right, well, dude, ugh. All right, I'm going to call you G. I will never call you by your name again. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, but if they're doing is calling you Green Eyes, you have failed, brother, because your green eyes are not you. It's just something you have, and you got to learn game and shit. So just because they call you that, dude, come on. All right, man. So I'll call you G. I didn't mean to call you out by your name. I just thought you were a woman at first, but, it's all good, though. It's all love, though. Let's see here. Yeah, guys, I got questions. Go ahead and ask. We got not too as long. We got to wrap it up pretty soon. But if y'all got a question, let me show you something. And I say this with love, but you don't see the problem. You got to get game, then, brother. You don't have no game, man. You have no game, man. You have no game. You have no game. Because if all you want is love from a woman, that's sad, man. That's sad. Why the fuck do you want they love, man? Fuck they love. Why the fuck you want they love, dog? What's so important about they love, dog? Why you want they love, man? They love you, but why are you so excited because a woman loves you, brother? Come on, man. Oh, man. Fuck they love. Me and this woman sitting in the lake, and I found myself throwing questions to avoid an awkward silence. We ended up being there for 10 minutes only because I ran out of shit to say. Okay. No, don't lie, Green G. Don't lie, G. You said they love you. Dog, you got to understand you talk to a motherfucker that got game, dog. Don't back off your statement. You said the statement, live with the statement. The women love you, and that's your thing. That's the problem. Now you're trying to back off the statement, dog. Come on, don't back off that shit. If that's a man name, but the reason why is because you're boring. You're boring. And the reason why you have awkward silence is because she doesn't want to be there. She's thinking about fucking somebody else. Oh, my nose is itching shit. W4, when you get your 30-minute block time and invest in yourself, we'll go over your bid and you'll get all the answers you want. Thank you, 181 likes. I appreciate y'all motherfuckers. Thank you. Okay. Let me tell you, W4, why you shouldn't get your bid. Because you're doing what Daniel did to Miyagi, man. It amazes me you guys say you want to learn game, but you want everybody to tell you everything or prove everything to you versus just do it. You keep asking. You've been in here too long to ask that question, man. And the fact you're asking that question, I don't know if this is for you, brother. It's like y'all just want someone to hold your hand or some shit, man. Can't do that, brother. Yeah, you've been here long, too long, man. Too long to ask that question. Too long to ask that question. We got about 20 minutes, guys. I got you for 20 minutes, man. What y'all got, man? I'm asking y'all questions. But what I'm saying is, oh, my nose itching. For being soft and everything, well, let me ask this question right here. What are things to look for from a woman? DM, you are, dude, man, you keep digging yourselves in holes, man. You keep digging yourselves in holes, okay? You keep digging yourselves in holes. Let me tell you why. Because I don't look for shit from a woman. A man doesn't look. What can a woman give me other than a baby? So if a woman can only give me a baby, why am I looking for shit in a woman? Why am I doing that? But W4, this is the problem. You just put the puzzle together and you don't even know what you're doing, dude. That's what I'm saying. You're just going through the motions and shit. And you're not actually learning anything, man. You're not learning anything. But to answer DM's, the guy's question that he asked, dude, well, it's not the hay fever. I cut the grass today, and I should have took some fucking pollen pills, whatever. So I didn't do that shit. So, but anyway, so let's see here. Yeah, I was just looking at something. Okay, so yeah. So yeah, but this is why y'all gonna come off soft, because y'all can't even think. Y'all not even thinking for yourselves, and you choose not to grow. And asking about what you can do for a woman, why the fuck would you do anything for? I don't understand. Why would you do anything for a woman who hasn't deserved for you to do anything for? So why? See, you've already, because you're so making it about women, desperate and making about women, you already got them in your head, and this is why you lose. Okay, Matt, your bid is your letter A. I can tell you since you're new, because I know W4, I don't need to explain this to him, but I'll tell you real quick. All right, let me show you what your problem is. See, I haven't had this down. I love this. Okay, so here's the problem with you surface dwellers. Problem is when you see a woman, whether she's red, black, rue, green, whatever color she is, doesn't matter what she is, you're tailor-making an approach to every woman that's different. And what your bid is your bid is always going to be the same. It never changes. No matter what the women are, this will always be the same. Your problem is because you approach women, you're going to approach the red one different. You'll approach the black one different, the blue one and the green one or whatever color. So what you're doing is because you don't have a set foundation in how you talk. Your bid, like where you go on a date, should all be the same exact place. You should never choose different places to take women. You should never, if you have to change what you say to a woman because you're trying to fit what you think, then you've already lost. I mean, think about that. You're actually changing yourself for a stranger. That's women. Men don't do that shit. I guess we can do a Tyler right. Hold on. I'm going to do a Tyler moment. Hold on. Let's see what Tyler got on this one. Real quick. Let's see what this is. Well, while we're doing it, wait, let's take a Tyler moment. Let's see what this is. Hold on. Not this one. Shit. Tyler, you take it down?
Hello.
Hello, this is Tyler.
Oh, so this is Viva. This is Viva.
Viva, are you rubbing your pussy right now for me?
Yes, are you? I am.
Wait, Tyler, come on, man. Y'all, I can't be showing this kind of game. No, don't block green eyes. I'm sorry, don't block them. No, green eyes. I don't know if you said something. You just got to watch if you say anything disrespectful. I didn't know if they blocked you or anything. How do you come back from being disrespected by someone, but not standing up for yourself and wanting to redeem it? L dog, you're gonna have to take that. I didn't block you. You're gonna have to take L See, listen. The problem is that you never stood on anything, so someone walked all over you. And now you're in your feelings, and you want to step up, and you want to what did Green Eyes say? Green Eyes, you just got to be respectful in here, man. You just got to be respectful. But no, you don't come back. Okay, listen. Listen. LB, just walk away from the situation. Just walk away from it. Because like I said, is it your mother? Is it your, I don't know. Okay. I only have like 13 minutes. So can you tell me a little bit more? Is it your, who disrespected you? Who disrespected you? Okay, Green Eyes, I'm sorry. You're good, brother. I didn't kick you out. I'm sorry. You know, the guys leave. Don't kick anybody out. Hey, guys, let's do this. Let's just put them in timeout first. If they act up, we kick them out then, okay? Let's just do it like that. Let's not kick anybody out. Kay, stop lying. You're why do y'all got, wait a second, Kay. If you're such a funny guy, why were you at the lake with a woman that was awkwardly silent? Dude, why do y'all lie? I just don't understand why you would lie to yourself and just try to redeem yourself when you fucked up. I didn't even finish reading this shit. I don't read this shit. You say I'm a very funny guy. You ain't funny. You're not. Brother, I'm a funny guy. I'm goofy. I'm a funny guy. I'm goofy. I watch SpongeBob SquarePants. I watch sci-fi movies, DC, Marvel movies. I'm a big fucking kid. So the problem is I'm standing on who I am. You're worried about what a fucking woman thinks about you, and you've already lost because you're afraid of being judged. So why do you give a fuck what she thinks? It doesn't make any sense. If you want to ask a question, I am MK, whatever your name is, just put a Q in there, dog. It's right below you. Just put a Q and ask your question. But what I'm saying is brother, the problem is listen, I play video games, all that shit, man. And I don't mind. Look, if you ever watch my, if you have, you know, go to the Man Mindset or my Instagram and see how I post, you'll see I'm always talking shit about myself. I'm saying a bunch of goofy-ass crazy shit. And I don't care what fucking people think about me. But if you're worried about a woman perceiving you as goofy, you got to get the fuck out the game then, man. You too worried about the goddamn woman. I don't want to perceive as goofy. I want to get her wet. Brother, you got to have game to get her wet, okay? A former family friend had disrespected me over the phone when I confronted him about my sister telling me that he had tried to force himself on her. I said, it's not like I hid it. I just left it there. Well, what I'm saying is, brother, that's something your parents need to take care of. Stay out of that because I don't want you to get in trouble or lose your life or something bad happen to you. Let your parents handle that. Let them get with the authorities and cover that. But stay away from that. Let that go, okay? Just let that go. I don't want anything. I don't want that thing. Come on, dog, man. What the? Okay, dude, you're wasting my time here, dog. Let me read this shit before I read this other silly shit he's saying. I'm a funny guy. Show that shy side of me when I'm talking to a woman. I haven't brought out that side because I don't want to be perceived as goofy. Then you got the fucking nerve to sit here and say, I'm not afraid of being, get the fuck out of here. Dog, are y'all serious? Is he serious? What the fuck are you? Brother, look at this real quick. You see, this is your truth. And then you want to come back around talking about, boy. Y'all motherfuckers here, man. Y'all, god damn. Why do you lie? Why? LB. LB. I'm going to say this to you one last time, my friend. You do what you want after this point, because I'm not going to go to court because you're doing some silly ass shit. Let your parents handle this. Have your sister tell them, take it to the authorities. If he is trying to force himself on, show the proper evidence. Do not put your hands on somebody, because a mishap and injure or kill that man, you will ruin your life over something that your family can handle. It's up to you. I'm not, and look, I'm washing my hands of that. I don't want to talk about that no more. You do what you want to do, but I'm telling you right now, don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it. If you meet a woman at work, wait, if you meet a woman at an ice cream place, do you still take that woman to the ice cream place and tell her why you brought her there? Well, you take her where the fuck you want to take her. If you meet her at the ice cream place, you can take her there, because I got a better ice cream place I want to take you to. Remember, gamer, you're king. You can take them wherever you want to take them, okay? Take her to ice cream, coffee, tea. Take her to Lake, spread your ass cheeks. Take her to the jazz club. You have several places to take them, okay? You have several places to take him, all right? I'm just saying, man. Yeah, I'm telling that old boy, man, that's on him, man. I'm not here to listen. I'm just saying, do what you want. That's not on me. I'm making sure that we cover our asses over here by letting you know we are not condoning you putting your hands or fighting or harming somebody, all right? All right? G, can you stop, G? G, stop. G. Thank you, M1A. You got me before. I got you first, M1A. M1T, I got you first. G, you talking about loving women loving you, women be attracted. Motherfucker. Okay, brother, let me tell you the room that we in, G. Because you're new here, so let me help you out. G, we don't want these motherfucking women to like us. We don't want these motherfucking women to be attracted to us, and we don't want these women to love us. So the shit you're talking is beneath us, sir. That's some weak-ass shit you're talking about. We're on a much higher plane and higher level. So can you please take that kindergarten shit off this man and just ask questions so you can catch up with the class? Because all that – see, what you're trying to do – let me show you, G. Let me help you out here, because I don't think you understand where you're at, okay? Look. I don't care if you said you loved them. You got them loving you. G, what I'm saying, okay? All right, listen, G. All right, okay. Now, wait. Now, hold on. Wait. Now, G, what I want you to do, G, because I was never as disrespectful to you. So what I want you to do, G, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to block. No, I'll give you 10. I'll give you 10 because I'm a nice guy. G, you got 10 seconds to block me. Go ahead and block me, bitch. You got 10 seconds to block me. Because in 5 seconds, I am going to block you, because this is not the place for you, because we don't do guys and they feeling. So maybe hopefully you blocked me, but maybe not. And good, you blocked me. I'm glad he's gone, because this is not for him. I never say anything mean to him, and he got mad at me. He doesn't know what the fuck I'm doing. He don't know what the fuck is going on over here. All right, Brad, please, Brad, and Brad, look, this is going to be your warning. I'm going to put you in timeout. If you come in here with that bitch-ass shit again, I'm blocking you, man. I don't want to hear no weak bitch-ass shit that you're saying. Why, instead of you wanting to get women, why don't you get your fucking self? Why don't you get yourself? This is sad. Gee, here come Kay again. Jesus Christ. Okay. K-Dog. I'm going to say K, the letter K, not your name, K, because I hope your name ain't K-A-Y. But what I am saying to you, sir, is that you're new here. And because you're new here, I'm going to explain why you are fucking losing. Because all you're trying to do is fuck her. And what you're trying to do is manipulate her by making her laugh. You're trying to deceive her in trying to be funny. And that's why it ain't going anywhere, because she knows that you're just trying to do something other than what you act. You're lying to the woman. You, okay, Peep Gay, let me show you something, K, the letter K, not K-A-Y. If all you wanted to do is fuck, why didn't you just let her know you wanted to fuck? Why would you take her to the lake in the pond and lie to her and make her think that you actually was interested in her? I don't understand something. Well, why would you put your name as Casey? Then when that was, anyway, why didn't you just ask for what you wanted? You came in lying and manipulating the woman because everything you were doing was trying to fuck. And if that's the case, then why don't you just ask for what you want instead of lie to the woman and push up acting like you're actually interested in her? This is why you guys lose, man. Why don't you just get it out of the way? That might have to be another show we do. I'll probably do that Saturday night. Well, I'm going to the movies. So I'll probably do that before the Saturday. I'll do that tomorrow afternoon. But this is the thing. You see, this is, and I'm explaining tomorrow why you guys get mad at women. Because you guys out here invest a lot of time in manipulating women, and then when they don't give you what you want, you get mad at them. You get mad at them, man. Why do you guys waste your time taking them out when all you want to do is smash? Why do you waste your time when all you want to do is smash? Casey or whatever your name is, Kay or whatever. Why is that? Why do you guys lie? Why do you guys lie and act like you actually want, you actually want to get to know the woman, but all you're doing is doing it with this? This is amazing, dude. I'm about to blow y'all up tomorrow with this shit. Why do you guys out here take them out? But what I'm saying is that, wait, you're lying to the one. Why not just ask for what you want? Because you're not going to get it. You're not getting what you want when you take her out on a date because she knows what the fuck you are. And you know what's going to be in the background of my video tomorrow? It's going to be a wolf in sheep's clothing. Why do you guys lie? This is amazing. And then what's funny is you actually think taking her out to eat is going to change the fact that you ain't got no game? We're going to talk on this shit tomorrow. We're going to talk about this shit tomorrow, man. We are going to talk on this tomorrow. We're going to talk about this shit tomorrow. This does not make any sense. It does not make any sense. You guys actually think taking them out, you guys think if you take them out, they have to fuck you. That's what y'all actually think. You think because you spent their money, they have to be obligated to fuck you. The fuck? This is, We're going to do a show on this tomorrow. Why do y'all guys take women out when all you want to do is smash? Because both ways, it got both roads, I'm telling you, going to lead to the same thing. I'm not just responding to his question. He's asking, why do you take him out instead of asking what you want? Now, why don't you? That's what I'm saying. Why don't you just ask what you want? Why not just cut through the thing? Why not just cut through it? AD, I'll check. If it's blank, I'll check and see where it's at. But I'm saying that it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. That'll be later, Instant Gamer. Okay. No, you just too chicken shit. Dude, make sure you're in the show tomorrow and change your fucking screen name, because this is crazy. Why take them out if all you want to do is smash? I don't understand. That's not going to get you any pussy. I'm setting that show up. Guys, about to wrap this up. Guys, y'all need me to manmindset@gmo.com, to manmindset@gmo.com, man. We're going to talk about this shit tomorrow. That's going to be our topic for tomorrow. I'm going to set that shit up. This is, it's unbelievable. You guys just are that gullible, thinking a meal is going to make her wet. A loser is just a loser. Fuck with me later. We'll see y'all tomorrow, man. We out. Jesus Christ.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that, man mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
If I go on a date, if all you want to do is smash.